Commonwealth Attorney General Maura Healey is hailing a ruling by a federal judge in Hawaii that put President Donald Trump's revised travel ban on hold. A Massachusetts Democrat called the ruling a victory for the rule of law. Wednesday's ruling followed arguments that the executive order discriminates on the basis of nationality. The ban targets people from six predominantly Muslim countries. This is the second time a federal judge has rejected a travel ban proposed by Trump. Healey last week joined a federal lawsuit in Washington state that also seeks to block that travel ban. Healey said her office also supported Hawaii's lawsuit to protect Massachusetts residents, the state's economic vitality, and its basic values. Immediately after the ruling was announced, Healey tweeted out, "Rule of law 2, Trump 0. That's what's trending on 102.9 HD2, where the net, anytalks.net.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote. Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-385-6148. 800-385-6148. 800-385-6148.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Please join the staff, some wonderful sponsors, and me, your host, Tom Garvey, as we usher in our tribute to the music and folklore of what is best in the Irish character. On 11:10 WCCM, 12 noon, St. Patrick's Day, we will bring you to the land of Sweet Innisfail. Again, March 17, 12 noon, St. Patrick's Day. On 11:10 WCCM, the Falsha Roeth. You are all welcome.
Let's see all the Irish tonight.
I don't. So what's going on?
You don't want to know.
Sette veglia lo pescia io le isla islena, sempre lo pescia maradena. Se ci ingappa la fantasia di pescio le avvicchiuzza mia.
Good morning, Lewis.
Hi, Mikey. How you doing?
Happy St. Patrick's Day.
Yeah, so you got to finish telling me the story that you told me during the break about the storm. Because this is such a guy thing, right? When the power goes out and you got a generator, it's like, yeah, I get to run the generator.
I was like a little kid.
Yeah, I know. Well, all of us are like that.
I mean, I took my snowblower out of the garage. I parked it on my side of my walkway.
Yep.
I covered it with a waterproof top that I have, so...
The snowblower?
Nothing doesn't freeze.
Okay.
Well,
oh, yeah, okay.
And
yeah.
Plus, it's red. I don't want to get it too dirty. You know? But...
She's putting turtle wax on the snowblower?
15. Of course.
Okay.
You don't wax the snowblower?
Oh, I don't have a snowblower.
All right. But, yeah, I wax it. I wax it at least twice.
Is that what the kids are calling it these days, waxing a snowblower?
I wax the snowblower. Yeah. I go right through my lawnmower,
yep.
Which is also red. It's a Honda lawnmower.
Yep.
That thing is like driving in my caddy. It is so heavy.
You're out there with the tassel shoes and on the lawnmower?
Well, not so much the tassel shoes, but...
Yeah.
So anyway, go out, get 15 gallons of gas.
You didn't have any gas?
I did, but I didn't know
Mikey,
how long...
That's not like you.
I didn't know how long the power was going to be on.
Oh, I see.
You wanted to
have a backup.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's
more like
especially
it.
For the generator, because the generator does the whole house.
Mm-hmm.
So I can get, like, maybe five and a half hours out of it.
That's the whole house. You
yeah.
can run everything.
Yeah.
That's so cool.
Yeah.
That's such a guy thing.
Had,
this is such a guy thing.
I had them. I needed an electrician to do some work for me. So I says, what would it take for you to hardwire this house and give me, because the cord is a special cord they have to make.
Yeah.
It's really heavy duty.
One source to plug into my generator.
Exactly.
Yeah.
The only thing you got to remember is if the power does go off, make sure you hit the breaker so you shut the power
right.
off to the house.
Right.
Then plug it into your generator after it's been running for a couple of minutes. But it'll give you heat. It'll light up. It'll do the whole house.
Heat.
It'll do
everything.
So wow. I'm like a little kid, right?
Yeah.
I'm saying 18
so
inches.
So while the rest of your neighbors are in this storm and they're starving to death, they're freezing, they're starving, they're alone in the cold, they look over at Mikey LaMazzo's house and the lights are on, smoke's coming out of the chimney.
And I break them even more because I put my outside spots on.
Put your Christmas lights on. We're having a grand old time.
You know, it's funny you say that because the first thing that I think of when...
Because you know when the zombie apocalypse happens, that's what it's going to be like for you. And then people are going to be at your back door with pitchforks and torches.
That's true.
Yeah.
But when our good friend Mary, who lived down the end of the street, you know, she passed away a couple of years ago. And I was always checking in on her. You know, she has two sons, but they don't live in the area.
Right.
And, you know, she shouldn't really have been living by herself.
Yeah, she's pushing the boundaries there, yeah.
We during the wintertime, we always make, like Lucille makes a wonderful, wonderful chicken soup.
Nice.
So, you know, I'd call up Mary and say, Mary, I'm coming down to get you. We're going to walk back to the house. I says, I have heat. And she wouldn't leave that house for all the tea in China.
Yeah.
So I'd have to go down there like 3-4 times a day, you know, bringing her hot soup or bringing her whatever.
Yep.
And she just didn't want to leave the house. And,
yeah,
you know, you can't.
People get like that.
But. You know, we have a neighbor across the street now that's in her early 80s, and, you know, we make sure that, like, during the middle of the storm when it was really coming down,
yeah,
I went out with the snowblower, and I made a passageway from the street up to her door.
Good.
Just so she had an access.
Just access, yeah.
Just in case, you know.
Just in case, sure.
But, the snowblower did a good job. Like I said, most of it, when it got to be about 13 inches high, I went out and I cleared off everything because my snow blower is good, but it's not that good.
So you guys got the full bang. Then where I was, we didn't get much anymore.
Yeah.
5-6 inches.
And a lot of Wyndham lost their power.
Yep.
I know our friend Tony Buzzese on the opposite side of town, his was out, Pete's sakes, I think, for about 12 hours. But it flickered just enough. To aggravate you, you have to reset the stupid light, the clocks.
Yeah.
Man, that
every
truck,
clock in the house,
microwave,
right?
Yeah. Clock,
yep.
The clock here, the clock there. And we have a lot of sensors around the house, like outside. Lights will go on at a certain time and this, that, and the other thing. And once you have that zing, that power surge.
Every light goes on.
So now you got to go out there. You got to redo the gosh darn things.
Yes.
It's kind of a pain in the butt.
See, you're living a modern life. These are the penalties you have to pay, right?
I have a bird feeder that will take at least maybe 15 pounds of food.
Wow, really?
Yeah, it's huge.
Yeah.
And I like the type without the shell to it.
Oh, well, you can make
because
it easy
what happens,
for the birds, right?
Yeah. So what happens is, you know, if they're going to start throwing the shells all over the place, you get all kinds of little vomits running around.
That's true. Yep.
Snow moles and whatnot.
Snow moles?
Yeah, snow moles.
The hell is a snow mole?
Snow moles are like a mouse.
Yeah.
But they burrow underneath the snow into your lawn. And once the snow melts, you look around and you see, like, these little mounds. And you can see this trail. And that's because of a snow mole.
Snow moles.
M-O-L-E.
Okay.
It's a fascinating little vomit.
Give us a call if you know anything about snow moles.
Yeah, they can really...
Is this anything like a snipe hunt?
Like a what?
A snipe hunt.
A snipe hunt?
When you were a kid, you never sent anybody out on a snipe hunt?
We used to go down to the unofficial dump in South Lawrence and shoot at rats with our 22s, but I don't know what...
You get some young kid in the neighborhood and you'd send them out to hunt for snipes. And you'd get them out in the middle of the night.
And what the hell's a snipe?
There
is it anything or there
snipe.
Is no such thing?
No, that's the whole thing.
Right? Ah, that's like the submarine races.
Go ahead, you're on the Sicilian corner.
Good morning, Michael.
Hey,
how do you know about snow moles?
Yeah, really.
Actually, Mike, they're not really snow moles. They're just moles doing their thing underneath the snow.
I call them snow moles because they really do it. You look at the tracks they leave in your lawn in the spring. It's amazing.
They burrow, and it keeps them out of the harm's way from the hawks and the foxes and all the other predators. Yeah, I don't like moles because they go up to my tomato plant.
Apparently, there's a snowmobile club called the Snowmoles.
Serious angst here. You know, they're no friends of mine.
They're no friend of mine. I mean, I don't bother him. I've got a cat next door, so he kind of keeps the population at bay. But I've got two of them right now that I know of. And they're very slow, so that you can capture them pretty quick. But you know something? Every animal has its reason to be there. You know something? I let nature be.
Live and let live, right, Mickey?
That's what I say.
Yeah.
Well, most of the rodents are basically food.
How did you do with power in Salem, Roger?
Didn't lose it.
You didn't?
Didn't lose it.
No?
Nope. Thank God. I had my generator at the ready.
My man.
My snow blower. Oh, well, I don't wax my my snow blower, though. I'm sorry.
Really?
No. I spray the
Mikey
tunnel.
Mikey waxes a snow blower. You know he does.
No.
There's a spray you can get, and you spray the inside of your the tunnel.
I use WD-40 so it doesn't stick, yeah.
I use the, it's a dry loop. Seriously, it dries.
Louis is fine.
I can hear him. It's a guy thing. It's a New Hampshire thing.
Snow moles, waxing your snow blower, dry lubes. Yeah, it's going to be one of those shows.
And I made sure my bird feeders were full too.
It was amazing the bird activity.
And I have a male and female bluebird visiting me quite often.
Okay.
Because I feed them mealworms.
Oh.
Dried mealworms.
That'll attract them. That's
where do you
sure.
get mealworms, Roger?
I bought the dried ones at Walmart. You can get them at Dodge Grain.
There's a mealworm aisle at Walmart?
Where the bird food is.
No. It's in the pet. Come on. It's in the pet aisle. And these are dried. They're not, you know. Although I did go online and learn how to raise mealworms.
Of course.
I'm a sick individual. Come on.
Doesn't everybody.
Yeah.
Is that what you're going to do this summer? Raise a crop of mealworms?
Yeah. In fact, I get the bluebird houses. You want one?
A bluebird house?
Yeah.
No. I'm housing a family of squirrels right now. So.
Yeah, squirrels are very active.
No. You're not housing them. They're invading you.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Well, you know something, hey. Like I said, live and let live.
I have a thing about this, live and let live. When you're in the wild, live and let live. You come in the house, you're dead.
Oh, okay. Absolutely.
I'll buy you.
Oh, yeah. Cross that threshold, you know, it's all over.
Yeah.
And in New Hampshire,
except
you know,
there was a squirrel in the house, a baby squirrel in the house, and I caught it and let it out. So it shows you how adamant I am about that.
I had a bat. I had a bat somehow managed to get in the house. And I really don't know how that happened. But I'm blaming it on Ronnie Valenti.
Okay. I got to hear that.
I've had two bats in my house.
Yeah. Well, this one here in particular, and we're watching TV one night, and all of a sudden this thing comes, zooming by.
Yeah.
I mean, they just move right along. Lucille screams, what's that? I says, it's a bat. She says, a bat? You got to get rid of it. I'm saying to myself, how the heck, you know, I don't want to kill it.
Yeah.
So what I did, Roger, I went out to the pool, and I got my
skimmer.
The skimmer.
Exactly, yeah.
And I made it as small as I possibly could because, you know, it's an extension.
Right.
Made it, and I'm sitting there watching TV, and he comes zooming down the stairs, and I just put the damn thing up without even getting off the couch. He flew right into it. I couldn't have done that in a million freaking years. It was the funniest thing. So I brought him out back. I let him go. Amen, brother.
I'm a kid, right? I'm like 6, 7 years old, and I'm sleeping at my grandmother's house. And there's a bat in the bedroom. And this is like a comedy skit because the bat's flying around. I'm screaming.
Yeah.
And every time my grandfather or grandmother would come in the room, the bat would go behind the bureau. And they thought I was nuts. They never saw it. It took like 4 trips to convince them there actually was a bat in there.
They're actually pretty good flying around like that.
Yeah.
If you want them to sit still, put on the light. They don't like it.
Yeah.
They'll try to hide places.
If you know, how many mosquitoes do you think a bat eats?
Tons.
They stay over 1,000 a night.
Oh, easy. Yeah. I mean, we'll be sitting out in the deck, you know, when the sun goes down and it's kind of twilight time.
Yep.
And, boy, I'll tell you, they come flying by. They're all over the place.
Do you have any bat houses, Roger? Mike could use a bat house. He needs
You want a bat house? It's called those fake shutters on your house.
Yeah.
Yeah, behind
they kind of are like bat houses, you're right.
Oh, God. Oh, yeah, you can do it better. Talk about bats. Years ago, I was doing a job for a buddy of mine. He was up in Amherst, New Hampshire, and he had a house that was the replica of the House of Seven Gables.
Hmm.
And I was going way up to the peak. It was like 40 feet high.
Wow.
And he had a couple of shingles that he needed to replace. Yeah, what the hell? I was young and stupid. And I climb up there.
And your knees, and your knees were good.
Yeah, exactly. And this freaking bat comes from out of the overhang right, like, just over my head. You talk about checking your underwear.
Yeah.
Wow.
Wow. Hey, Roger.
Wow.
I'm getting up to close to a break. I just want to give our schedule. So,
How's your wife doing? How's Lucille doing?
She's doing much better. Thank you. Thank you for asking. I appreciate that. Roger.
No problem. Carry on.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, my friend.
Same to you, my brother.
All right. Bye-bye. Louis, today...
Yeah, I'm here too, Roger, just so... That's all.
Nothing.
Today we're going to be... when we come back, we're going to have Pam Donna-Rumor, the owner of the Boston Post-Gazette. She's going to be joining us, telling us what's going on. And it's getting to be that time of year. And I'll start thinking about trips into Boston.
How'd Boston get hit in the storm?
I'm sorry?
How'd Boston get hit in the storm?
Not much.
Not much. Okay,
no, they didn't get much. Yeah. Also, we have Al Zappala, Tom's brother.
Yep.
And speaking of Tom,
big win in game one.
I forgot to tell you, he's learning how to surf today.
Is he?
Him and Ellen.
Excellent.
Yeah. So he's not going to be with us, but his brother Al will be, and we'll be talking to him because the Catania Elephants won their second.
Wow.
Their second game in a row against a very good team.
2-0.
And
that's
right.
2-0.
2-0.
Yeah.
Now you have your musical moment.
I have my musical moment.
What are we going to do? Anything? We're going to do something warm or on the dock at the bay? Or?
We're going to do something for St. Patrick's Day.
Really?
And we're going to do it with the Swedish Chef, Beaker, and Animal.
Okay.
Yep.
And then...
we're honoring the Irish. We can,
oh, I know.
We can honor
Tom
the Irish
Garvey's
today.
Tom Garvey's going to be coming in after our
show. We can tip our Garvey to the Irish today, can't we?
Hey, did you notice?
I know, you're wearing green.
All right.
Yeah.
Okay.
Me too. I actually changed. I almost walked out the door without green. I said, I can't do this.
Kathy Aiello, one of our favorite guests, will be joining us in the second hour also. We're going to be talking about what's going on up at Salisbury Beach at the Sea Glass
and Capri and
Blue Ocean. The whole facility, the whole property. And then we're going to do our wine segment with Joe Comforti. So we got an offer. Father Mikey.
Actually, he called me in the last hour. I got to call him back, find out what's going on.
Okay. If he called you, that means he isn't coming in.
Okay.
But why don't we take a quick break, and we'll be right back, folks.
Whenever we travel here at the Sicilian Corner, we want to find the restaurant that the locals love. And around here, that's the Colosseum Restaurant in Salem, New Hampshire. Chef Anibale Tedesca grew up as the son of one of Italy's most accomplished chefs. He serves the dishes he loved as a child, made the old world way. That's why the Colosseum was named the best Italian restaurant in the world. The first time ever that honor has been given outside of Italy. You can't get a more Italian food experience. The Colosseum is located in the Breckenridge Mall on Route 28 in Salem, New Hampshire. Call 603-898-1190 for reservations.
Essex Orthopedics and Optima Sports Medicine is pleased to announce the opening of their American College of Radiology accredited MRI unit at their location at 16 Pelham Road in Salem, New Hampshire. So now, in addition to receiving the best orthopedic care in the Merrimack Valley, as well as physical and occupational therapy at Optima Sports Therapy and Rehab, you can also have your MRI all in one convenient location. The doctors and staff of Essex Orthopedics and Optima Sports Medicine have been dedicated to providing outstanding medical care to the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire since 1984. Located on Route 97, just off Exit 2 from Route 93 North, on the second floor of the Workout Club of Salem. You deserve the best care, and that's exactly what you'll get from the board-certified surgeons at Essex Orthopedics and Optima Sports Medicine. Please call 603-898-2244 to schedule an appointment.
A loyal sponsor for the Sicilian Corner is Hilton Oil Company. Hilton Oil has been located right across from the South Lawrence Common since 1932, serving the Merrimack Valley for over 77 years at 101 South Union Street. Hilton Oil Company specializes in 24-hour burner service, oil deliveries, including automatic deliveries, serving all the Merrimack Valley area, plus portions of southern New Hampshire. If you want your car fixed right the first time, bring it to Hilton's state-of-the-art service station. Remember, Hilton's is also a Mass State Inspection Station. Hilton Oil Company, 101 South Union Street in Lawrence. Call 978-687-9793.
Looking for that something special? All of us here at the Sicilian Corner suggest trying Ristorante Uno, located at 119 Salem Street in Boston's historic North End. For the most exquisite dining experience in an intimate setting that serves authentic regional Italian cuisine and features old country service, try Ristorante Uno. Did we mention their award-winning wine cellar? Ristorante Uno, 119 Salem Street in Boston's historic North End. Call 617-573-9406 for reservations. That's 617-573-9406. Tell them the boys from the Sicilian Corner sent you. Superior Cleaners, conveniently located at 234 Pleasant Street, Methuen, and 37 Essex Street in Lawrence. If you have a special request or a problem stain on your favorite suit, at Superior Cleaners, they can handle any problem stains or requests that you may have. For service quality and customer care, you have to try Superior Cleaners. Superior also provides professional alterations on site for both men and women's clothes. Call 978-682-7532 with any questions or concerns. If you want your clothes to look superior, you have to try Superior Cleaners, the official cleaner of the Sicilian Corner Radio Show.
Today.
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 Today,
Lawrence General Hospital has affiliations with leading Boston academic medical centers. Top specialists from Beth Israel Deaconess Medical Center and Floating Hospital for Children at Tufts Medical Center work with our local doctors to bring world-class care close to home. Today, amazing partnerships are happening at Lawrence General Hospital. To learn more, visit lawrencegeneral.org/today.
This is Mike Lamazzo, and I want to tell you about my periodontist, Dr. Charles Burles. His office is conveniently located in Salem, New Hampshire. Periodontal disease affects 3 out of 4 adults over the age of 35 and is linked to heart disease, diabetes, and other systemic diseases. Dr. Burles can treat your periodontal disease with an FDA-approved and patented laser protocol. My wife, Lucille, had this done last year. No painful incisions, no stitches, and minimal downtime. The best part is the initial discussion is free. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 603-898-1961 or on the web at perionh.com.
Italian artisan cuisine combines simple, fresh ingredients with time-honored preparation to create an incredible culinary experience. At Tuscan Kitchen, located in Salem's historic Depot District, talented chefs prepare everything in-house from scratch for all to see. Guests enjoy their meal literally in our kitchen as food is prepared right in front of you. Wood ovens burn from morning till night, roasting vegetables, baking bread, and firing delightful thin-crust pizzas. Prime steaks are seared on a wood grill. A rotisserie slowly roasts marinated whole chickens and lamb, while a pasta maker creates fresh fettuccine. More than just artisan cuisine, Tuscan Kitchen features the wine bar, live entertainment, weekly wine tastings, and elegant private dining and event space. Call 603-952-4875 or visit TuscanKitchen.com to make a reservation and learn more about the culinary adventure that awaits. In Italy, cooking is an art form. Tuscan Kitchen. Experience artisan Italian.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Sicilian Corner. My name is Mike Lamazzo, and in the studio with me, pushing the buttons, is
pushing
that good?
Pushing the buttons. Let me push that button so we get up on Facebook Live.
There you go.
So I can push the button to get the phone up.
That's right.
Yeah.
As Lou Blassie, Lou, it's always a pleasure. Tom is taking surfing lessons today, so he's in Florida.
Staying in 10.
This is something he's always wanted to do.
Okay.
And I think it's a great idea. I think you'll have a good time. But you can listen. You're listening to us, and we have many vehicles that we present on now, Louis. And we're on the net.
Today, we're everywhere. Yeah. We're on NewEnglandTalks.net. We want everyone to go over and check out the Facebook page at NewEnglandNETalks.net. NE as in New England, NETalks.net.
Okay.
You want to go to our Facebook page.
The Facebook net, Live.
Well, you want to go to the Sicilian Corner Facebook page if you haven't already liked it. But you also want to go to the Net New England Talks. We're Facebook Living on the Net New England Talks and on the Sicilian Corner Facebook page. We're on 102.9 FM HD2. We're on 980 AM WCAP in Lowell. We're on 1110 AM.
No wonder I'm
and
tired.
And we're on 98.9 FM. We're all over the, we're no all over
wonder
the place today.
I'm tired. But right now, one of our favorite people to talk to on the Sicilian Corner Network is our good friend, Pam Donnarumma, who owns the Post-Gazette in Boston. Pam?
Good morning, gentlemen.
How are you, my dear?
I'm just great. How are you guys? I haven't talked to you in a long time.
We're well, and happy St. Patrick's Day to you and your family.
And the same to you.
You know? Hey, listen, a lot of things happening, a lot of things going on. I've been getting phone calls from some of your friends, and, you know, you're planning on doing something for Italian Heritage Month. And you belong to the Italian Alliance. You
Correct.
And Barbara and Angelo Picardi, who I have the greatest greatest deal of respect for. And I hope when I get to be his age, I have my wits about me like he does.
Well, you have to keep busy. That's the whole thing.
Oh,
this man doesn't stop.
I thought it was
he
your
gets up, he walks, he
I know.
He keeps, you know, involved with everything. Don't forget, up until about 2 years ago, maybe it was three years ago or more, he did
St. Joseph's.
The concerts on the park, you know, in the City Hall Plaza.
Sure, City Hall Plaza.
He did the concerts, so he was very busy all year, you know, working on that to build up to the summertime. So he you know, if you keep busy, it keeps your mind active.
You know, and he's a perfect example of it. You know, Pam, real quickly, and I want to talk about other things, but getting back to Angelo, when he was 80 years old, he recorded a CD at 80. And he made he made just a few copies, and he gave them out to some of his friends. And I know you received one, as did I. Well, I was listening to him.
Snowmo was calling you, Mikey.
Yeah. I was listening to him the other day as I was driving on the highway coming back from Vermont, and I'm saying to myself, this is an 80-year-old voice? Unbelievable. I mean, he just does a fantastic job. So,
did you ever hear him? Did you come down to the St. Joseph Feast when they had them, you know, on the, in the North End?
Oh, absolutely.
And he prepared for 1 year to sing at the performance. He was unbelievable.
Yeah,
he sang, you know.
With Ray Cavecchio.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's
unbelievable.
One of the first things
you have
to go
prepare
too is the voice, right? That's one
I
of the first
think,
things
you
go.
Get the trouble. You know, you get that trouble. But anyway, this Italian Alliance, would you like to just kind of brief our audience what it's all about?
Well, from what I understand and what I know, well, the Italians, you know, we were heard a long time ago, but we've sort of drifted off a little bit. You know, everybody's pretty successful. We've gotten, you know, notoriety and all that. But now it seems to be going down, 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 down. So we need a voice to be heard, especially because of the Christopher Columbus situation.
Shame on the city of Cambridge for doing that.
But it's not only the city of Cambridge. I mean, city of the Cambridge was brought up because of, you know, people who lived there, and we found out about it. But the thing that we as voters, we don't understand the voting power of the people and the strength that we could have if we were in numbers.
Okay.
And we have all these little organizations the Italians do. And if we could all get together,
if we
have a problem, if we had an alliance, if we have this alliance, if we can get the people to, you know, just join, put your name down. It's not going to cost you anything, maybe $5, I think, just to, you know, secure a membership.
Sure.
And then if we have a problem, we go up to City Hall, we go up to the State House, we go to the you know, the federal government, and we say, we're 20,000 strong. We're 20,000 voters.
They'll listen.
We vote. And we need to have this done. We will have a voice again. It seems like the Italians don't have a voice anymore because we're sort of watered down. So this is what I believe it's going to be all about.
Okay.
It's not about doing favors. It's not going to be, it's just keeping us alive in, you know, like our Christopher Columbus Day.
Traditions.
They'll try to, they'll try to shut down our park, probably the name of it down here. I mean, there's so many things. And, you know, if people would just understand that no matter what country in the whole world was invaded, there's always been, problems. That's how countries grew and developed.
True.
The countries who were not invaded by anybody are still living, you know, in little huts. So in order to go forward, you have to have somebody coming in.
Yep.
And if Christopher Columbus did something wrong, which we know he really didn't, he just, you know, discovered a country and it grew, we wouldn't be who we are today. You know, it's just like when they want to change the name of the baseball teams and because of they think the Indians are insulted. They were proud of the Indians. That's why they named them the Red Bulls and the this and the that. They were proud.
Exactly.
Now all of a sudden, these people, whoever they are, want to change everything. What are we going to do about history? Throw the history books away? I'm sorry, you got me off on a tangent.
No, I like it.
This was good. I haven't seen
usually my tangent. Yeah,
I haven't heard her this feisty in quite a while.
Yeah,
you know. Hey, listen, let's talk about the North End and what's going on in the North End right now. And you know, it's spring is right around the corner, just a few days away.
Are you sure?
Yeah,
I'm looking out a window right now.
Well, how much snow did you guys get in Boston?
Actually, I would say it was a dud. You know, we heard about it for over a week.
Yep.
The mayor come out and said, oh, this and that, and he shut, the schools will be shut down on Tuesday, this, that, the other thing. So naturally, having a newspaper, I get a little stressed because we have to get the paper out. I think in the 120 years we've been in business, we've never missed an issue. And I'm not going to be the one to do it. So
for you.
My people that are in here with me, they're the same way. And when there's snow or anything, we all get in here. So we made a decision the night before that we're going to wake up in the morning and say, okay, what's the weather? Well, to me, it looked okay.
Yep.
It wasn't even drizzling at my house. I called up somebody else, and they said, you know, same thing.
Mm-hmm.
One of my people who come in, but they're from far away, I said, stay home because, you know, you never can tell what's going to happen.
Right.
So we got here, and we're watching the weather. You know, we're watching it, and it's coming down a little bit. Well, probably at about 11:30, it started getting heavy.
Mm.
So I said, well, to be safe, we better get out of here. So we got out.
Mm-hmm.
And but when I got home, there was more rain than snow.
Oh, you got rain.
Yes, it was heavy. Boston, we can't say that there was a lot of snow here. Mm-hmm. Naturally, it looks like there was a lot of snow because they have no place to put it.
Right.
Yeah, you know, they don't take it away.
Well,
and so, but as far as I was concerned,
you can't dump it in the harbor anymore, right?
I know. Yeah. I could have stayed here the other day. In fact, somebody asked me about that. What happens when it melts? Where does it go, the snow?
Well, I was just going to say
it goes in the harbor.
We can't dump it in the harbor anymore, but, you know.
It's unbelievable.
But what do we prevent it, you know, it from melting? So where does it go when it melts?
Hey, listen, in the last couple of months, it's been about 6 weeks since last you were on with us, if not longer. I believe it was the second week in January that last we spoke. How any new restaurants opening up? What seems to be the tempo in the North End right now?
Well, we have Il Molo. I don't know if you've heard about that one.
I have.
Donato Frateroli. He,
another member of the Italian Alliance.
Yes. Okay. He opened up Il Molo where the old Davio's used to be on the avenue down there. And it's a beautiful restaurant. Il Molo is for the fish.
Yes.
And it looks like you feel like you're in it's a blue green atmosphere when you go down there. It's really with a little bit of sand. It's so pretty, and he has a great, great menu. Different menu, but it's great. And it doesn't only have fish. It has a couple of meat dishes on it. So. Lots of specials, and with the finest food. I mean, he's got great food. He's a great cook, and he has another chef with him, and it's just great. It's a good place.
Sounds
I like
wonderful.
It. It's small. It's intimate. Mm-hmm.
Pam,
he's new.
can I ask you, on St. Patrick's Day, we know the North End was, well, I don't know about originally, but at one point it was an Irish community in an Irish neighborhood during the emigration from the potato famine. Are there any lingering notes, Irish notes in the North End? Or there are observances? Is there any anything left over from the Irish, the time when it was an Irish neighborhood?
No.
No.
I wanted you to think about it.
All right.
No. Well, you know, while you were talking, well, my window is Irish. We did a St. Patrick's Day, but
yeah.
You know how the Italians always say St. Patrick was Italian.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, there's nothing really going on down here because of St. Patrick's Day. We hope that it stays quiet, you know, and everybody's peaceful about it. And, I mean, Southie is the place where to be for St. Patrick's Day.
That's for sure.
And the mayor has shortened the route because I guess it's going to be snow and they couldn't clear all the streets.
Right.
So he's shortened the route a little bit. He's changed it. So if anybody is going there, you know, find out where the route is so that you can be on and, you know, see the parade.
Hey, Pamela, it's always a pleasure to chat with you, my dear. And I mean that.
Nice to talk to you. I hope all is well with everybody.
You're a real credit to all Italians. You really are. And congratulations on the nursing home and keeping that open. I know
we're working on it still.
We're making
sure that it stays open for a long, long time.
Keep after them, girl. Keep after them.
We will.
All right, don't give up
on anything.
Hey, listen, thank you very,
nice
very much.
Nice talking to both of you.
You take care.
Okay, bye-bye now.
Louie, why don't we take a break and we come back? We're going to do a little bit of elephant talk. How's that sound?
All right, I'm looking forward to it. Yala Grill is a family-owned and operated restaurant bringing the taste of Beirut straight to the Merrimack Valley. Located right off 495 at 169 Merrimack Street in Methuen, our friends at Yala always use the finest and freshest ingredients as they create authentic Mediterranean dishes that will have your taste buds begging for more. In the Mediterranean culture, food is what brings family and friends together. Whether you come to Yala for a great meal or reserve the private function room for a birthday, a shower, or any event, you're in for a treat. A fresh, flavorful, healthy, and authentic meal, you're going to love it. In Lebanese, Yala means hurry up. So call for reservations at the Yala Grill at 169 Merrimack Street in Methuen at 978-794-1718. That's 978-794-1718. Or visit yalagrill.net. And tell Dahlia the boys from the Sicilian Corner sent you.
Hi, this is Mike, and I would like to tell you about the Deborah Kerr Law Offices, a firm that is focused on estate planning, probate, trust administration, and elder law issues. You will feel comfortable discussing important issues concerning both you and your loved ones, as well as having the information you need to make an informed decision about your family's future. How do I know? Because I'm a client of Dan Deborah Kerr. If you want to have peace of mind knowing that your loved ones are protected, call Deborah Kerr Law Offices today. In Massachusetts, 978-686-4600. 645 in New Hampshire, 603-894-4141.
Inside this beautiful building is a staff dedicated to honoring and celebrating your loved one's life. The loss of a loved one is a difficult time. We are here to help and make sure you keep your loved one's memory alive. It is our staff that has made Cattadella Funeral Home the largest funeral provider in the Merrimack Valley. We want to thank all our families for their confidence and trust.
Cattadella's honoring and celebrating the lives of the people we loved, providing exceptional care since 1929.
At Calizzi Memorials, 217 Merrimack Street, Methuen, there is no greater honor than being entrusted to build a personalized tribute that would reflect what your loved one's life represented. Mike and Candy Calizzi take great pride in being a leader in the memorial industry and believe that a monument is more than mere rock, but a symbol of what that person's legacy represented. Our showroom has dozens of monuments for you to choose from in all price ranges. We also offer a state-of-the-art computerized design studio to assist you in creating memories that will last for eternity. In addition, we can schedule an appointment in the comfort of your home where we use a laptop with all the same design capabilities. Mike Calizzi brings over three generations of experience in the memorial industry. For that lasting tribute your loved one deserves, Call Calizzi Memorials at 978-674-7035 or email calizzimemorials@comcast.net.
This is Lou from the Sicilian Corner. You know, Mikey, Tommy, and I love to go to Salisbury Beach, but we love different things. We can never agree. Tommy likes the casual family-style dining with great Italian cuisine at Capri Seaside Italian Grill. Oh, it's so good. I love the elegant and romantic but never pretentious dining at Sea Glass with its spectacular ocean view and even more spectacular food at prices that say, hey, this is my new weekly place. Mikey loves a drink in his hand, a cool ocean breeze right off the surf, and the rhythms of an even cooler reggae band. Mikey loves his Bob Marley tunes at Surfside. And we all love a great show, national acts, comedy, regional favorites, and the beautiful and intimate Blue Ocean Music Hall. Lucky for us, Atlantic Hospitality is the host of all these great places. They treat everyone like they were Mikey. And best of all, we never have to choose. Park the car once, and all of this fun is right there. We can have it all in the heart of Salisbury Beach. Find out about all the ways you can have a great night at Salisbury Beach at NorthShorePavilion.com. And Mikey, Tommy, and I will see you there.
Mikey here. Do you know where I go for a thick, juicy, dry-aged steak cooked medium rare? It's the Hanover Street Chop House, of course, located at 149 Hanover Street in Manchester, New Hampshire. Just a short drive from the Merrimack Valley area. No Boston traffic, free valet parking, and recently voted as one of the top 50 steakhouses in America. Conveniently serving lunch from 11:30 to 2:30 Wednesday through Friday, and dinner 7 days a week. Folks, I do suggest reservations. That's the Hanover Street Chop House, 603-644-CHOP, or go to the HanoverStreetChopHouse.com.
When you hear music like that, that can only mean one thing. And we're gonna.
And it's a good thing.
And it's a wonderful thing. Love of mine, a good thing. A good thing is Martha Stewart. But this is like the best news that I've heard in a long time. The Catania.
What's that?
The Catania elephants.
Are no, the elephants Catania.
The elephants Catania are 2-0, undefeated.
We're in first place in the A division.
That's amazing.
We
That's
beat the
amazing.
Gladiators from Rome. Last play of the game.
Is that what happened? It was the last play of the game?
Last play of the game. We did one of those throw it up and let's see what the hell's going to happen type of plays. A kid threw a 40-yard pass.
What's the Italian translation for Hail Mary?
Ave Maria.
Ave Maria.
But it worked, though. You know, we won, and that's all I care is we won.
That's
and we were underdog. My brother Tommy didn't think we had a chance in hell.
Yeah, I know.
Where is he anyway?
He's taking surfing lessons.
Is he around today?
No, he's taking surfing lessons.
Oh, okay. So he's still in the bagno?
Yeah, he's still down there.
So anyways, this week we have the week off, thank God.
Okay.
And to rest up our wounds. And then we play a team from Bologna called the Mastiffs, M-A-S-T-I-F-F-S. I guess it's a dog, a huge dog from up there.
Why aren't they the sandwiches, Al?
Who?
The Bologna sandwiches.
You know something? We're going to make them into a sandwich. By the time we get done, we're going to give them so many rights, they're going to be begging for left. We're going to give their heads so many combinations, they think they're a wall safe.
Hey, I like it. How did you guys come out of the game injury-wise? You okay?
We had one rookie busted his wrist. He's going to be out for 6 weeks, and a starting corner. But we have another guy coming off IR that's going to be taking his place, so we're hoping it's going to be okay.
Excellent.
I mean, this team from Rome threw the ball all over the place. It was unbelievable.
No kidding.
They went out with four receivers, and that's it. They flung the ball all over the place. It was crazy.
Wow.
But we won. That's all I know.
Hey, congratulations, Mike.
Yeah,
friend.
I know.
I know you're putting a lot of...
It really was, because this team we're playing, they're in the B division of our conference. In other words, it's like the AFC East and the AFC West, you know? So these guys are from the, I guess you could say, the equivalent to the AFC North division. They're up top. We're in the Southern Division. But they're not the same type of a team as Rome. They're primarily a running team, and that they're going to be going into our strength because we have a very good run defense. So we're going to see how it's going to, you know, we're going to see how it's going to go. Right. For those of you who are interested, you can go online and you can learn all about this wonderful team, www.elephantscatania.com. which, you know, guys, just so you don't know, yep, it's much more than just a men's tackle football team.
Yeah,
you know,
see, I've been on the website, and I needed to ask about this. Yep. Right? This is a co-ed team?
No. We have flag programs for teenage boys under 15, and then another team, teenage boys under 19, and then women, all the way up to age 38.
Yeah, because the website's beautiful, Al. I don't know who did your website, but it's excellent.
Yeah, no, it's a great website. We're working with 100, we're working altogether 100 athletes.
Hmm.
And it's all nonprofit, as you guys know.
Yep.
I mean, we basically scrounge around for dough to just finance all the programs because, you know, these kids are all from Catania, the downtown areas of Catania. And now with the unemployment rate being, well, now for kids graduating from college, guys, listen to this, 60% unemployment rate.
You got to be kidding.
Yeah, I mean, so these are the kids that become the prime fodder for, you know, the mafia recruiting muscle and so forth. So we've been working with these kids. We're teaching them discipline, stuff like that. I'm the general manager of the whole operation, okay? All the teams is the president of the organization, who's an orthopedic surgeon, and then there's myself. So, and I'm also coaching as the assistant head coach, the men's team, the tackle team, which I really love. It's been a lot of fun. And thanks to you guys in the Sicilian Corner, we've been getting a lot of interest on Facebook, on my Facebook page, when I was posting the score of the game on Sunday. And if anybody wants to be my friend on Facebook, just look me up, Alfred Zappala on Facebook. There was over 100 Americans that were, like, cheering us on. It was great.
That's terrific.
Great. Everybody except Lou, though. I thought for sure Lou would be there, you know, making a comment.
I was too busy watching the game.
You too busy watching what?
I was too busy watching the game. There were people in the stands live streaming it on Facebook. I was in there rooting.
Were you? Basically, at least you follow the team now, right, Lou?
Of course I do.
I mean, how about you? How about you, Mike?
You know something? I made a comment. I congratulated you guys a couple of seconds after the game ended. And,
oh, great, perfect.
You know something? This isn't easy, and I know you're very dedicated to this.
Yeah,
and,
it's fun.
Like I said, it's a lot of hard work. And just
we
trying
take
to...
10 bucks, and we – you know what we did 2 weeks ago, our first game against this team up from Bari? We took a bus 12 hours to save money, 12 hours each way.
Wow.
I mean, that's now we have to go to Rome twice. In a couple of weeks, we'll be going up to Rome again to play this club. And there's another team from north of Rome. Those will be two 12-hour bus trips because we can't afford to fly by plane, obviously.
No. Was it at least a coach bus? Did you have bathrooms on the bus?
Say that again?
Was it at least a coach bus?
It's a beautiful bus. And we get a good price from the bus company because they happen to be fans of us. Hey, by the way, I wanted to tell our listening audience before I hang up, you know, Mount Etna had a very bad explosion last night.
I saw that.
The BBC covered it. It looked like about a dozen morons, and really they are morons. They went up to the summit on those Amtrak type of, I don't know what these things call, all-terrain vehicles.
Right.
And while they were there is when it erupted.
No warning.
And the hot rocks and stuff, when they... Of course, when it comes out of the volcano, it lands in the snow because on the top of Etna, it's snow there, right?
Mm-hmm.
It caused all these stones to, like, burst and shower these people, and 10 people got hurt.
Yeah, I saw that.
But I want people to know, I've been getting emails and stuff, you know, we're 20 miles away. Especially from the summit, you know what
yep.
I mean?
Yep.
So people who live in Thicastani, they're fine. People in Nicolosi, they're fine. People in Padada, they're fine. These are all the people from Greater Lawrence area who have relatives there. So it did not affect us. It's just that these idiots went almost right to the lip of the crater. What, are they kidding me? I mean, it is erupting, but stay away. I mean, just stay away.
They shouldn't
There's
allow-
a great, another great website, www.lacecilia.it. www.lacecilia.it. That's kind of like the Boston Globe of Sicily, but they have a live feed. So if there are any listeners out there who are interested in the volcano or actually anything at all pertaining to Sicily, that's a great newspaper to read. And if you have Google Chrome, A lot of people have Google and Google Chrome. All you do is right-click on the Google Chrome, and it translates all the stories for you.
Huh.
So, Sicily is now in the 21st century, guys, believe me, that's for sure.
Hey.
But we have a week off this week, thank God.
Beautiful. Rest up.
And, yeah, we're going to rest, and that's pretty much it. That's the report from lovely Sicily today.
Well, you know something?
Today.
Trying to run a team like you're doing and just transportation and everything else costs money. So if any of our listeners are interested in donating, how would they go about that, Al?
Just go to the website, www.elephantscatania.com. Hey, by the way, I'm glad you said that. You know how much an NFL football costs over here in Europe for us to buy?
Ew, I don't even know.
$100.
Wow.
One ball.
Really?
$100.
Wow.
Yeah, so you need to have six of them for every game.
Is that inflated or
deflated? Yeah, just for football.
I was going to say.
Football.
Is that fully inflated?
Is that fully inflated or...
Well, what we do is we buy the balls from the States, and we obviously deflate them, and we ship them over here. But it's very surprisingly, what's a lot cheaper here in, is the uniform tops, you know, the jerseys, the good game jerseys. They have companies in Germany that are competitors of Nike and all these other American companies, Under Armour, and they're like $35 or $40 for a real good jersey. But in any case, guys, we really appreciate your support. Mike, you're a champion football player when I was high school. You think I forget? Will, you weren't, but you were a manager of a team, I'm assuming, right?
All right. Yeah.
And my brother Tommy, the star at Austin Prep.
There you go.
I don't know where he is, but tell him to stop ducking me, will you?
No, I was a safety, and I led the conference in tackles because I was the guy, after everyone wrestled him down, I'd jump on top. I was the first number on top in
where
the film.
Where did you play?
Averill. In
Haverhill. You played for the Hillies?
Yeah.
My good pal Jimmy Goodwin played. Did you know Jimmy Goodwin from Club Casino?
Sounds familiar, yeah.
Did he predate you?
He might predate me a little bit.
Yeah, a little bit.
I coached when I was coaching at Methuen High with Larry Clements many years ago. Our games with Haverhill High were always wars. They were always a well-coached club and good kids from Haverhill, that's for sure. I love that group up there. The Hillies. The Haverhill Hillies.
Yeah.
Nobody knows what the hell a hilly is, but that's okay.
Okay, guys.
Hey.
Thank you so much for your time, and I'll talk to you next week.
Thanks for joining us, Al.
Okay, bye.
Take care. I'm happy for him.
Yeah.
I really am. You can tell by his voice he's pumped up.
Got that football team going.
He's motivated. So what do you
Nothing
think?
Fixes things like a winning football team or a winning team. A win fixes everything, right?
It certainly gives you that little bit of rush or adrenaline, that's for sure.
Yep. Everything looks better the morning after a win.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Even your injuries. They don't hurt as much.
Yeah, nope.
They don't hurt as much. St. Patrick's Day, what do you got in store for you? I know you're going to be on the air for a few hours with Tom Garvey.
Yes, I get to do this. My first St. Patrick's Day special with Tom Garvey.
Very good. Very good.
So I get to do a couple hours of Irish music and Irish tales and Irish phone calls.
He puts an amazing amount of work into the show every year.
We're going to stream it. Also, live stream it on the net, netalks.net, but you want to go to our Facebook page, the Net New England Talks. We're going to live stream the show.
Cool.
Yeah.
Do you have guests coming in?
I have no idea.
You have no idea yet?
No, I'm just...
It should be...
I've never done this before, so I'm just going to sit here and play what Tommy tells me to play.
Well, you know something.
And learn a little bit about my heritage.
You talk about somebody who's very proud to be an Irishman.
Yes.
Phew! My aching. Yeah, he bleeds Irish. You know, he writes to me a lot. He sends me a lot of pictures of way back when, pictures of Essex Street and different organizations.
And you're like, you're a pseudo-Irish, right? You grew up in an Irish neighborhood.
I was a token Italian.
Yeah.
In St. Lawrence.
You should do your Ancestry.com. You might find out you have some Irish blood.
I wouldn't be a bit surprised.
No, according to Ancestry.com, I haven't yet. But my partner, Dave Martinez, on Rogue Radio... Mm-hmm. The Mexican found out he's Irish, so he's celebrating his first St. Patrick's Day as an Irishman. Stephanie Micklin from Salem Haven is coming in with Tom. She found out through Ancestry.com that she's Irish. She's celebrating her first St. Patrick's Day as an Irish woman.
I really, really enjoy listening to her talk.
Yeah.
Because she gets right into it. You know, they were talking about having a generator and a backup generator.
Yep.
I thought I was bad at preparing.
Well, they gotta have it. They need gear that works.
Yeah.
But I was looking. There was an ad on Ancestry.com or an article or something, and said four things you might find out if you do your DNA. And top one was you might find out you're Irish because 42% of the people who take the test end up with significant Irish heritage.
Is that right?
Yeah.
It's that high.
Yeah. Well, think about it. Over there in Europe, everybody was commingling.
Is there any way? I'll take it, but I want to have 1/16th Indian in me.
Well, you might. You never know. Then you can go teach at Harvard, run for the Senate.
$320,000 to teach a course?
Yeah, apparently you don't need even 1/16th.
Isn't that
it's more than she has.
That's unbelievable. You know, don't get me going.
Yeah.
Because that's kind of crazy. But anyway.
Yeah, I mean, think about it over there in Europe. And by the way, on Ancestry.com, they lump the Greeks and the Italians together.
There's a lot of
commingling.
Yeah, you would think, there really is.
And, of course, in Sicily, right, we were conquered by everybody.
Look at the food.
So if you're Sicilian, you're going to find out that, you know, you've got some North African in you, you've got Middle East, you've got
so
Spain.
Close.
Yeah.
You know. I just wanted to say, Boston is the biggest city Irish stronghold in the United States. There's more Irish in Boston than any place else.
Probably an island than there are.
Probably.
Yeah.
But I just wanted to say, the Isle of Shoals, I don't know if you've ever gone out there.
I have, yeah.
You haven't?
No, I have.
You have.
Not in a long time, when I was a kid.
Well, back in the mid-1600s, that was the place where a lot of Irish went, lived there. On the 7 or 8 different islands that are out there.
Really?
And developed it.
I didn't know that.
And they prospered.
Yeah.
They were all fishermen. And they prospered. And it was like their own little state.
Wow.
Because they were left alone. It was 6 miles off the coastline.
Yeah.
And it would amaze me how many people of
Irish.
That's
interesting. I never knew that
Irish
history of that.
Look up Isle of Shoals history and the word Irish next to it. And it's amazing.
Learned this morning that the Irish came and they had a lot of typhoid and a lot of cholera, and they ended up sending a lot of them out to Deer Island. There was a quarantine colony out on Deer Island in Boston.
I knew that. I didn't know that was because of that, but I knew there was a quarantine center out there. Hey, listen, folks, we're going to be back. We're going to have Louis's musical moment, so stay tuned. And once again, I hope you have time to join us. Stay on for the next hour with us. I think you're going to enjoy it.
Second stanza. Cena luna mezzumara, mamma mia, mamma mia.
WCCM Salem. This is Eagle News Radio, 1110 AM and 102.9 FM HD2, the Merrimack Valley's news station.
Fox News Radio. I'm Dave Anthony. President Trump says Obamacare's on a respirator.
It's a dead health care plan. It's not even a health care plan, frankly.
And the Republican plan to replace it?
This is going to be fantastic.
Saying once it's in place,
you can have bidding by insurance companies like you've never seen before. Plans are going to come out like nobody's ever seen before. Plans that nobody's even thought of.
And the president, a short time ago, after a meeting with House conservatives at the White House, says Republicans are now united.
These folks were no's, mostly no's.
That's correct.
Yesterday. And now every single one is a yes.
So he did not detail what changed in the House bill to make them support it. Democrats say the plan will hurt health care and millions of Americans will lose coverage. Next up for the president, a meeting with Germany's leader. Fox's John Decker live at the White House.
On the agenda for their first meeting, defense spending and NATO. President Trump has criticized European allies for not paying their fair share in the defense alliance. Only 5 of NATO's 28 members spent 2% or more of their GDP on defense last year. The laggards include Germany. The president and Chancellor Merkel will also discuss the war against ISIS and trade. The U.S. has a $65 billion trade deficit with Germany. The meeting will also be an opportunity to break bread. 2 years ago, the president accused Merkel of ruining Germany with her open door to refugees. Dave?
John, a lot of Americans will drink green beer this St. Patrick's Day, which always brings out huge crowds in New York City. A parade just starting.
It's barely above freezing, and folks are bundled up, but the wearing of the green is in full swing here on Fifth Avenue. Even the pets are dressed up. There's 100,000 marchers. They're expecting about 2 million spectators to gather to watch the bands, the bagpipes, the dignitaries. This is the oldest and biggest St. Patrick's Day parade in the country.
And that's Fox's Tanya J. Powers on Fifth Avenue. There's also a big parade in Savannah, Georgia now. Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
The tech show's on this month. You know, I was thinking of looking at home security systems.
Oh, cool. I'll go with you. We're looking for more home security ideas, too. That's why I called Budget Blinds.
Budget Blinds?
Look at this.
A remote for the blinds?
Yep, motorized.
Okay, well, that's beyond cool. I love it. But what does it have to do with home security?
Oh, they also come with a timer. The blinds and drapes open themselves in the morning, close in the evening.
Oh, so it looks like somebody's home even when you're not.
Exactly, and I saved a bunch of money. Sally saved a bunch of money.
Yeah, but you'll take the credit.
Yeah.
My brother, the tech genius.
Thanks, man.
Now give me that remote.
Budget Blinds motorized window coverings are the ultimate in luxury, and during the Luxury Within Reach event, they're even more affordable. The more you buy, the more you save, with savings up to $2,000. Hurry and call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now before this offer ends, or go online to budgetblinds.com. Don't miss out. Call 855-BUDGET-BLINDS now. Offer good on select products at participating independently owned and operated franchises. Restrictions may apply. Ask for details.
Trending at 1103 on the net, anytalks.net. I'm David Martinez. Mass Senator Edward Markey isn't happy with the President Donald Trump's decision to re-examine fuel efficiency requirements for cars and trucks. Trump says the Obama-era environmental regulations are stifling economic growth. Markey said this week that withdrawing the standards will force families to pay more at the pump. Said rolling back the regulations would also cause uncertainty for the auto industry and threaten economic and employment gains automakers have made in recent years. Massachusetts Democrat is a member of the Senate Environment and Public Works Committee. Attorney General Maura Healey also said she'll vigorously oppose to weaken the fuel efficiency standards. Under former President Obama, Environmental Protection Agency promulgated a rule requiring a fleet-wide average of 36 miles per gallon in real-world driving by 2025. Trump wants the EPA to determine by April 2018 if the standards are appropriate. That's what's trending on 102.9. HD2. We're the net. AnyTalks.net.
Online shopping is great, but what about the thrill of the hunt? What about the fun of heading out with some friends to shop for the people you love and having a nice meal and finding gifts you know they'll love at some really great prices? Oh, and the best part? Leaving the store with the gift. No dance with the delivery guy, no returns, no this isn't what I thought it was, none of that. Well, that kind of shopping is alive and well, not far from the herds and the crowded malls. The Merrimack Valley is full of great local shops, businesses, and restaurants where shopping can be a joy again. Find out where at shopmerrimackvalley.com. Get inspired by local shops and plan a stress-free shopping trip. You could maybe even go nuts and include a fun meal with friends, and you can also find the coupons that will make this all as affordable as shopping online, just a lot more fun. It's all at shopmerrimackvalley.com. That's all one word, shopmerrimackvalley.com.
Happy St. Patrick's Day. Please join the staff, some wonderful sponsors, and me, your host, Tom Garvey, as we usher in our tribute to the music and folklore of what is best in the Irish character. On 11:10 WCCM, 12 noon, St. Patrick's Day, we will bring you to the land of Sweet Innisfail. Again, March 17, 12 noon, St. Patrick's Day. On 11:10 WCCM, Duff Falsha Roeth. You are all welcome.
Let's hear the Irish tonight.
I've never heard such a bunch of penny any dime a dozen two-bit half-wits exaggerating their enemies and bellyaching over the tiniest, stupidest personal problems.
Welcome back to the Sicilian Corner, everybody. This is our second hour. My name is Mike Lomazzo. Lou Blassi, the producer. Pushing the buttons, making us look good. That's good. And if you missed the first hour, Tom is actually learning how to surf today. Him and Ellen signed up for surfing classes, and I wish we could have some video of that. I would love to see that.
Oh, yeah.
That would be a classic. Because he reminds me of someone who's a little bit clumsy. Like klutzy.
No, why do you get that?
I don't know. Just the way he... He's like a bull in a china shop, and I don't know if he could really grasp.
Sure, he can handle it.
Surf. Yeah?
Yeah. Be hanging 10 by noon.
Hanging 10, really?
Hanging 10
by
noon. Yeah.
Man, oh, man. Hey, listen, one of the things we've been doing on the Sicilian Corner is our Sicilian Corner musical moment, and Louis, you've been producing that and bringing it to us now for over a half a year, and it's very interesting sometimes, some of the songs that you come up with, that I can sit here and close my eyes and kind of reminisce a little bit, especially when you do some of the older songs.
Well, that's what music's all about. Yeah,
yeah, I think so. It puts you back in a place.
Yeah, that's the great thing about music.
Puts you back in a place. So right now, Lou, why don't you play us?
It's St. Patrick's Day, and we gotta tip our derby to St. Patrick's Day, right? So I thought we'd do a version of Danny Boy.
You know,
and I said maybe I can find an interesting version of Danny Boy.
One thing you didn't notice.
What do you got there? Oh, I like that. Baby. Sucks. You can't get them high enough to get them on the camera, can you?
No, I can't. Maybe 20 years ago.
I actually walked out with a purple shirt on, and I said, I can't do this. I got to go back, and I changed.
Because you didn't think there was...
Because I was going to work with Tom, and I didn't, you know, Tom Garvey, and I didn't want to get any grief from Tom.
Oh, man, you know what you would get?
Yeah.
Oh!
So I was going through looking for an interesting version of Danny Boy, and I found a Johnny Cash version. And I said, that's really cool. I love Johnny Cash, and it was a good version. He did it when he was a little older, but it was a good version. And then I found an Elvis version. I said, Mike, you'll like that. That'll be cool. But I kept searching because I thought there might be a more interesting version out there, and I did find a more interesting version.
And you know something? All of us here at the Sicilian Corner Network are dying to hear it.
Yeah. So
what do you have for us?
We have Kermit introducing...
Who?
Kermit. Kermit the Frog.
Kermit the Frog.
Introducing Beaker, Animal, and the Swedish Chef singing Danny Boy.
Here are three gifted singers who have all kissed the Blarney Stone. Ladies and gentlemen, the Leprechaun Brothers. Yay! And McCall!
Swedish Chef, we're a little overcome at the end of that.
You know, I gathered that.
Hang on.
There's another popular expression down the drain.
What's that?
The luck of the Irish.
To me, it sounded like they had a few too many Guinnesses.
No, that's just, you know, that's just the Swedish Chef, and, you know, Animal is the way they are.
Well, you know something? Mm-hmm. That was completely, completely different. You know, just before the break, we were talking about the Isle of Shoals. And how a lot of the Irishmen came in and developed that whole Isle of Shoals area. And there were names like Kelly's, Haley's, McKenna. As a matter of fact, Roger Kelly, Louis, was the...
I think
the,
we just upset all of them, by the way.
Really?
With that version of Danny
They're
Boy.
All rolled over?
Address all correspondence to Mike Lamazzo.
There you go, whatever.
Mike Olamazzo.
I got Mike Olamazzo. But I just want to say, like, Roger Kelly, for instance, he was voted chief magistrate on the Isle of Shoals. And he...
Really?
Yeah.
What does that job entitle?
Well, he didn't really want...
What, are there, like, 20 people on the island? And they're all separated on different islands.
They're all on separate islands, yeah. But they all were very closely united, and they were all fishermen. And that whole area prospered more than almost any other area in New England for the longest, longest time. They were self-governed. It was like their own state. They were, like, self-contained. But anyway,
they were Federalists. They lived with liberty. They embraced the American ideal.
Well, Roger Kelly, I think when they elected him chief magistrate, he really didn't like the title. So he wanted to be referred to...
Uh-oh. Can't wait to hear this.
He wanted to be referred to as The King of the Isles.
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 You know, so I could, I wish I would have met this guy because I would have liked him.
So what was the demographic population of the Isle of Shoals back then? How many men, how many women did they talk into going out there?
You know something? There were women. There were women, naturally.
Yeah.
I don't know how many. But it prospered, like I said.
Yeah.
It was very, very, very populated. All the islands. I mean, and I don't know why now. I know there's a hotel out there, Louis. Is it still operational? Or is just
I don't know.
It's just for seminars.
I don't really know.
Yeah.
We got to talk to Ron Kolick about that. Ron knows about
that. They bring about 17 or 18 college kids out there every spring, early summer, and they work and maintain the island and and keep it looking half decent.
All I know about the Isle of Shoals is when I'm sitting in sea glass and looking out there and watching it. That's all I know about the Isle of Shoals.
The best view at the Isle of Shoals is in our guest office, by the way. Let us welcome Kathleen Aiello. How are you, Kathleen? Right.
Today's a good day to be at Kathleen.
Yeah, I go up to the skating rink upstairs, or I go to the tree thing, and I look out the north side of Sea Glass, and I see the Isle of Shoals, and I go, hey, look at that. There's the Isle of Shoals.
Beautiful.
Yeah.
The view you have in that room, I mean, seriously.
Unmatched.
I mean,
views of the Atlantic from Cape Ann to the Isle of Shoals.
Life is good, right?
That's right.
Life is good. You guys are celebrating St. Patrick's Day at Sea Glass today.
Yes.
You've got quite a few things going on.
We have a lot going on tonight, actually. We have a Jameson sampling in Sea Glass Restaurant.
Louis' attention.
Yeah.
We're featuring a
What's the pot of gold raffle?
You know, funny you should ask that question.
Oh.
So we've been running that now for a few weeks. Whenever you come and dine at Sea Glass or Capri, you get a little raffle entry form, and it gives you a chance to win our Pot of Gold raffle, which is gift cards to all of our restaurants, a voucher for a pair of tickets to a show, gift card to buy the Sea Gifts. So, fun prizes.
Nice.
You know, what's going to be another 4 or 5 weeks? The next door, the Surf, will be opening up, Surfside?
May 12th.
May 12th.
It'll be here before
you
know it.
Guys are ambitious. You guys are optimistic.
Yeah, really. This past storm, how did Salisbury Beach weather?
Oh, great.
No problems.
No problems. In fact, we got more sand back on Salisbury Beach in this storm.
Where'd it come from, Plum Island?
I don't know.
I have no idea.
No, Hampton and Seabrook. Travel south.
Why don't you tell folks, ever since they put that southern jetty in Plum Island, that's created some problems.
Yeah, but they got a lot of sand this winter because the jetties are settling and they're having some issues. So they've got a lot more sand than they anticipated.
See, Louis connected to Plum Island because the long-legged blonde is there.
Yeah, leggy blonde.
So he knows. He knows.
No, plus we have this fight. You think the island's going to sink and break in half. Do you know the island's only there because of global warming?
I did know that.
Yeah.
I did know that.
It's only there because it warmed up and the glaciers retreated and they brought these rocks and they dumped them in the sand, built up, and we have Plum Island.
I just think that it's very vulnerable. And I'll let it go with that.
With the oceans rising.
And some of the storms that we're getting. You know what seems
the
funny?
The oceans aren't rising.
They're rising.
Okay.
You know, the thing that I'm looking at now, it seems like during our winters, Kathleen, you like when I call you Kathleen?
No, the only other person who called me Kathleen was my mother.
Well, I'm doing that because of today.
These guys do it to me. They call me Louie. The only other person who called me Louie was my mother.
Really? Nobody called you Louie?
Nobody calls
up?
Me Louie, no.
It was always Lou?
It's always Lou.
What, Louis?
No, Lou.
Lou.
See, I have the best of both worlds. I have an Irish first name and an Italian last name.
We're hybrid,
and
right?
The Italian is the last name.
That's right.
Okay. Just so we get that straight. I think that what's happening December, January, and February in our area now is somewhat non-eventful. But all of a sudden we go into March, and we get hit with these crazy, crazy storms in March.
Well, the seasons have shifted. That's definitely true. We don't get our first heavy storms till mid-late January now, and then we run for weeks, and it tips into March. November and December have been relatively mild. Yeah, so the seasons have shifted, it seems like, in the last few years.
I just wanted to ask you, I'm sure a lot of our listeners would like to know a little bit more about that pot of gold. What can they win? It's all about winning. What are they going to win?
Well, they win gift cards.
Yeah, you wouldn't be interested. They win comps to these
restaurants. A pair of tickets to a show.
He's fresh. He's very fresh.
You never pay anyway, so this wouldn't be any good to you.
You know, you make people, you make me look like I'm a freak.
Actually.
Yeah.
I'm a freak.
He may call for the best seat in the house, but he pays his bill.
Is he a good tipper?
I don't know.
I bet he's a good tipper.
I'm sure.
If I know Mikey, he's a good tipper.
You know something? It's a very, very difficult job waiting on people. And I respect it. And if I have someone who does that little extra, I take very good care of them because that's the way I am.
Because you demand that little extra. You like, Mikey, you like to be served. Especially when you're out in the service-based industry, you're particular about your service, as you should be.
I'm very critical of service.
Yeah.
In my mind.
Makes or breaks a restaurant. Makes or breaks a restaurant.
I don't care what kind of food you have, who your chef is. If your representative comes to the table and has a lackadaisical attitude, or you ask for some bread to be brought to the table because you're having a Grey Goose martini extra dry with stuffed olives, and you have to wait at least 5 to 10 minutes before she gets her butt back there to put it on the table, it kind of frosts me a little bit. I mean, what's it take to go get a basket of bread? You have 6 tables. They're all old people. They're eating slow. Take care of the bread. 2 seconds. Boom. Put it down. No.
Did we take care of your bread?
We did. You did.
Oh, good.
You did. But all I'm saying is, if I'm having a drink, I like to have something to pick with it. And not necessarily an app right away.
Mm-hmm.
I know a lot of people will order a drink and an app right away. I mean, I like to just sit back, look at the person I'm with, enjoy her company, and maybe communicate without sending emails. You know, I like that kind of stuff. That's old-fashioned, I know, but it's me, and it's got me written all over it. So
well, service at Seaglass is great.
Do you like the olive ciabatta bread or the Parker House rolls better?
I like the ciabatta bread.
Me too. So good.
Sure.
That's an Italian thing. That's what the bread's all about.
All right.
Gotta have good bread.
Kathleen, I know you came in a little bit early, and I'm glad you did, but we're going to take our regular break, and then we're going to come back, and you're lucking out because today our wine segment will not be done. Joe Comforti is tied up. He's got a meeting to go to, so we're going to have a little extra time. You're going to hear our So Now You Know segment, whether you like it or not.
Mikey's going to advocate for selling wives.
And yeah, we are. We're selling wives.
Oh, really?
And we're going to figure out what it's going to cost us in today's dollars compared to what it was back in the day.
Is Lucille up on the auctioning?
She's listening in. She's actually watching us on Facebook Live. And, you know, she said to me, she called me up. She says, your caller's a little bit crooked. Okay, Lucille. All right, we're going to be right back, folks. Stay tuned. Cecilia and Connor will be back.
C'è la luna mezzumara, mamma mia, mamma di da.
Whenever we travel here at the Sicilian Corner, we want to find the restaurant that the locals love. And around here, that's the Coliseum Restaurant in Salem, New Hampshire. Chef Anibale Tedesco grew up as the son of one of Italy's most accomplished chefs. He serves the dishes he loved as a child, made the old world way. That's why the Coliseum was named the best Italian restaurant in the world. The first time ever that honor has been given outside of Italy. You can't get a more Italian food experience. The Coliseum is located in the Breckenridge Mall on Route 28 in Salem, New Hampshire. Call 603-898-1190 for reservations.
Hi, this is Mike, and I would like to tell you about the Deborah Kay Law Offices, a firm that is focused on estate planning, probate, trust administration, and elder law issues. You will feel comfortable discussing important issues concerning both you and your loved ones, as well as having the information you need to make an informed decision about your family's future. How do I know? Because I'm a client of Dan Deborah Kay. If you want to have peace of mind knowing that your loved ones are protected, call Deborah Kay Law Offices today. In Massachusetts, 978-686-46. 645 in New Hampshire, 603-894-4141.
Today.
Today. Today.
Today, at Lawrence General Hospital, we are ready for anything. As the Merrimack Valley's first Level 3 Trauma Center, our teams are trained to handle the most challenging cases, time-sensitive surgeries, and critical injuries. In fact, our ability to deliver excellence in trauma care translates to better care for all our patients. Today, amazing medicine is happening at Lawrence General Hospital. To learn more, visit lawrencegeneral.org/today.
Yala Grill is a family-owned and operated restaurant bringing the taste of Beirut straight to the Merrimack Valley. Located right off 495 at 169 Merrimack Street in Methuen, our friends at Yala always use the finest and freshest ingredients as they create authentic Mediterranean dishes that will have your taste buds begging for more. In the Mediterranean culture, food is what brings family and friends together. Whether you come to Yala for a great meal or reserve the private function room for a birthday or shower or any event, you're in for a treat. A fresh, flavorful, healthy, and authentic meal, you're going to love it. In Lebanese, Yala means hurry up, so call for reservations at the Yala Grill at 169 Merrimack Street in Methuen at 978-794-1718. That's 978-794-1718. Or visit yalagrill.net. And tell Dahlia the boys from the Sicilian Corner sent you.
This is Tom Zappala. Located in the heart of downtown Haverhill, the Haverhill Beef Company is a full-service, old-fashioned butcher shop and meat market that continues to be a valued family tradition since 1952. Peter and Monica Carboni's Haverhill Beef offers individualized service from an outstanding selection of marinated sirloin tips, homemade sausage, marinated chicken, and thick, juicy Chairman Reserve steaks. Your family deserves the best, so call Peter at 978-374-4795 or visit their website at www.haverhillbeef.com.
Essex Orthopedics and Optima Sports Medicine is pleased to announce the opening of their American College of Radiology accredited MRI unit at their location at 16 Pelham Road in Salem, New Hampshire. So now, in addition to receiving the best orthopedic care in the Merrimack Valley, as well as physical and occupational therapy at Optima Sports Therapy and Rehab, you can also have your MRI, all in one convenient location. The doctors and staff of Essex Orthopedics and Optima Sports Medicine have been dedicated to providing outstanding medical care to the Merrimack Valley in southern New Hampshire since 1984. Located on Route 97, just off Exit 2 from Route 93 North, on the second floor of the Workout Club of Salem. You deserve the best care, and that's exactly what you'll get from the board-certified surgeons at Essex Orthopedics and Optima Sports Medicine. Please call 603-898-2244 to schedule an appointment.
Looking for that something special? All of us here at the Sicilian Corner suggest trying Ristorante Uno, located at 119 Salem Street in Boston's historic North End. For the most exquisite dining experience in an intimate setting that serves authentic regional Italian cuisine and features old country service, try Ristorante Uno. Did we mention their award-winning wine cellar? Ristorante Uno, 119 Salem Street in Boston's historic North End. Call 617-573-9406 for reservations. That's 617-573-9406. Tell them the boys from the Sicilian Corner sent you.
This is Lou from the Sicilian Corner. You know, Mikey, Tommy, and I love to go to Salisbury Beach, but we love different things. We can never agree. Tommy likes the casual family-style dining with great Italian cuisine at Capri Seaside Italian Grill. Oh, it's so good. I love the elegant and romantic but never pretentious dining at Sea Glass with its spectacular ocean view and even more spectacular food at prices that say, hey, this is my new weekly place. Mikey loves a drink in his hand, a cool ocean breeze right off the surf, and the rhythms of an even cooler reggae band. Mikey loves his Bob Marley tunes at Surfside. And we all love a great show, national acts, comedy, regional favorites, and the beautiful and intimate Blue Ocean Music Hall. Lucky for us, Atlantic Hospitality is the host of all these great places. They treat everyone like they were Mikey. And best of all, we never have to choose. Park the car once, and all of this fun is right there. We can have it all in the heart of Salisbury Beach. Find out about all the ways you can have a great night at Salisbury Beach at NorthShorePavilion.com. And Mikey, Tommy, and I will see you there.
Welcome back, everybody. You're listening to the Sicilian Corner. For those of you who are watching us on Facebook Live, hello. In the studio with me right now and with Louie is our good friend, Kathy Aiello. Kathy, what exactly is your job title at Atlantic Hospitality? All these years, I've never really... I call you Director of Operations, but I think there's more to it, isn't it?
No, just Director of Atlantic Hospitality Group, which we have six businesses, Seaglass Restaurant, Capri Restaurant, Blue Ocean Music Hall, By the Sea Gift Shop, Blue Ocean Event Center, which mm-hmm. is our function spaces, and Surfside, our fun beach bar with an 8,000-square-foot deck right over the ocean.
Blue Sky is upstairs?
Blue Sky Lounge, yep.
Okay.
That's upstairs on the second floor.
Is Louis' picture there?
I have a plaque on one of the chairs.
Is it really? But...
We've been doing a lot of private events in Blue Sky Lounge.
Well, I was going to say.
We are open periodically on a Friday night or a Saturday night.
Mostly private?
Cocktails. Mostly private parties. It's a great space. It's just very cozy. It's very intimate. Fireplace, couches, comfortable chairs, great views of the ocean. So people really like that space for, you know, private events for about 50 people.
Anniversary?
Anniversary. Birthdays. Showers. Birthday
showers.
Parties. Corporate meetings.
Mikey going out with his friends. About 50 people.
Well, we do have a clan, that's for sure. And but I think that's great, you know, being able to be in an area. It's a private function. You're not going to be bothered by anybody else. And just having a good time.
Yeah.
Is there music up there?
Not really.
Okay.
Only, if, you know, for the private events people.
And I like that.
Really?
I like a space without live music. You want to talk to people, right?
Yeah. I didn't mean a band playing.
Oh, we
I meant like soft music.
Yes.
Oh, like in the dining room.
Through our overhead audio system, we have...
Yeah, that's what,
you know,
that's what I was referring to.
We
don't try to confuse
right
me, Kathy.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, come on now. You know? Today, with Tommy on the East Coast trying to do his thing, this ought to be funny. I wish I would have had a video. I do miss him, to be honest with you. I do miss him. So we got a lot going on. She said wine, he said beer. Can you explain to Louie and myself and our listeners what that's all about?
So this is for beer, wine, and food lovers. So basically our chefs have come up with a four-course dinner that is paired. Each course is paired with a Riverwalk Brewing beer mm-hmm. and a wine. And the guests who come to the dinner get to vote on which pairs best with the food,
ooh,
the beer sampling or the wine sampling. So it should be a really fun night.
I think when I think beer, I think sandwiches. I don't know why. I think having...
You've never had a beer, have you?
I've never have.
Yeah.
I was just saying that to Kathy mm-hmm. A little while ago. And I have a brother who's 7 years difference between us. I'm 7 years older. And I don't think he's had three beers in his life.
Really?
But my point to Kathy, while we were off the air, was try going through the service without drinking beer.
Yeah.
I mean, it's next to impossible. But I don't like the smell of it. But you give me a nice glass of wine with a substantial meal, I do. I can nurse that little sucker along very, very nicely. And wine is very good for you.
That's right.
You know,
so if you come to this event, which mm-hmm. is next Wednesday, March 22nd, mm-hmm. we will be sure to give you an extra serving of wine and no beer. How's that?
Nice.
That is more than fair. That is more than fair. So today I would think that Guinness would be the hot drink at the beer drink.
Guinness and Jameson's.
That's it.
And we also have 38 Special, which is a sold-out show in Blue Ocean Music Hall tonight.
You could have sold that out twice over.
I think so. Yes, people are still writing today. Are you going to release any tickets? I can't believe I missed the opportunity to see the show. We could have sold another couple of hundred tickets.
Mikey, what do you know about
easily.
38 Special?
Only what Kathy told me. Only what Kathy told me. How many people does Blue Ocean Hall?
For a student show, 500. Yeah. Standing room only shows, 700.
Wow.
So tonight is a seated show with some standing room only tickets. So we'll have about 525 or so people in the room.
Ooh.
It's going to be a fun night for St. Patrick's Day and 38 Special. I mean, come on. That's a great combination.
Easy, girl. Easy. Control yourself. You have tastings every Friday, correct?
Yes, in Seaglass, in the lounge, Jim Shelkowski, whom you've met on this show,
yes, I have,
our beverage manager, and he coordinates. So tonight, Jameson's is in Seaglass. We've got some Jameson drink specials.
Okay. Very good.
Happening. We've got some Irish music on the piano with Eric McFadden from 7 to 10 p.m.
Love Eric, yeah.
He's got the right last name, McFadden.
Yep, that's right.
Yeah. You use him quite a bit.
Yeah.
I mean, he's there a lot.
Great.
Here you go, Mike. Here's a little 38 special for you.
All right.
Great guitar player in this band.
Oh, you're going to get easy. I need you to stick around for a while. That sounds good. That'll
great
get
band.
People up and
great,
band, especially if they got a buzz on. Holy chivoli, watch out. Watch out. I've been hearing a lot of talk about your Sunday brunch.
Oh, it's great. New and improved.
That's the scuttlebutt that I'm getting. I have some friends that just moved up to the beach.
Oh, no kidding.
And they've been frequently going to your establishment quite often, and they're saying that your brunch is really, now it's like every Sunday they're there, so that's a cool thing.
Oh, excellent.
Yeah.
Well, the best way to kick off Sunday brunch is with one of our mimosas or Bloody Mary. We've got a great cocktail menu for Sunday brunch.
Nice little spice.
So we've been doing seasonal themes for our brunch. Right now it's winter on the water, and we have, you know, really upped our game a little. Now we have a couple of more stations that are part of our brunch. We have a waffle bar now. So homemade Belgian waffles with all kinds of toppings from Nutella to whipped cream to raspberry coulis. So yum. And a mac and cheese station.
Yummy.
Mac and cheese. I like
so you can get your mac and cheese, and there's all kinds of toppings from tomatoes and cheese, crushed Cheetos, ham, diced ham, all kinds of little toppings to create your own mac and cheese sensation.
Wow.
And that's in addition to our omelet station, carving station. We have salmon, shrimp, hot both breakfast items like eggs benedict and bacon and sausage. And then lunch items like baked haddock. We have a salad bar.
And this is all for the brunch?
All for $26.95.
You can't beat that with a stick, girl.
That's right.
How late does it go?
Wow. Yeah.
10 a.m. to 2 p.m. every Sunday.
10 to 2?
Yes.
I'm going to have to check this one out.
Now, see, that's key for me because I'm on Sirius till 1. So can I get there before 2 and get set up and ready to go? I love a good brunch.
Yeah, we take our last reservations by 2 o'clock, so the brunch stays open until 3.
Oh, okay. Reservations? Recommended?
We recommend reservations.
Ooh, do you really?
Brunch. It's a great brunch, yes.
And how does that work by time?
Yeah.
You have how many seatings? Or?
Well, we stagger the reservations.
Okay.
We like to be able, you know, to seat people around 10:30, and then again around noon.
I know you're a jack of all trades, and you do just about everything that needs to get done. But is your voice still on the, when I call for reservations, are you still, do I hear your voice still?
Yes, you do.
Talk about,
well, hey.
I mean, for Pete's sake.
He's doing the gig.
You're doing outstanding. Outstanding. Why don't you tell us what else is going on that's very dear to your heart?
Well, in Sea Glass, we've talked a lot about Sea Glass. A couple of the other things we're doing, which is a great deal. Every Thursday, we're doing a $20 wine and dine, which our chefs are giving you 3 entree choices, plus you get a glass of wine for $20, which is a phenomenal deal. And that's every Thursday. It's called our $20 wine and dine.
You get a sandwich and a soft drink. It's like 12.
Yeah, really.
I mean, for Pete's sakes. Wow. And you have silverware, too. Go figure. Go figure.
And then another really fun thing that we started is called Chef Throwdown.
This I want to hear.
3 Thursdays, 3 chefs, 3 courses, 3 wine tastings for $33. So we just did our first one last week. So our executive chef, Harley Smith, and our 2 sous chefs, Daniel Gomes and Lucas De Benedetto, each take a course. We don't know who has cooked which course.
Oh, okay. Wow. I like this.
People taste each course, and then they choose what their favorite course was. And then we bring all the chefs out, and you know, with a little drum roll, and announce who the winner was for the week.
I used to have a drum roll on the show, but Louis lost it on me, so I don't have the drum roll anymore.
I had the drum roll until computer crashed last week.
Yeah.
I'll get a drum roll. You want a drum roll? I'll give you a drum roll.
Who's better than him? Right? Listening to what you just said about the threes,
mm-hmm.
When you were in...
So, three entrees.
Listen to this.
Three wine tastings.
Yeah.
I mean, three wine...
Three courses of wine. Prepared by three different chefs on three different Thursdays. So, our next one is going to be on Thursday, April 6th. The theme of the last one was European food. This time, the theme is Latin American food.
Oh, nice.
Wow. I'll bet you when you were in college, you majored in marketing. Three. That's got your footprint. You know something? Your name is over that, all over the place.
You know what's great about this is the restaurant is good enough to be a regular restaurant anyway. You can go in there all the time, and it never gets old, and it never gets tired. But when you start mixing in things and giving people different things to look at, that's great. I love that.
Well, you know, I look at what you guys do, like, around Christmas time when it would be a slow time of the year, really, and... You just come up with different, like the skating rinks. And you do something for everybody, whether they be a child or a grown-up or, you know, someone who's craving a nice Grey Goose martini extra dry with three stuff all. That's good because you move. You move with and you try to keep things instead of just being stacked. It's like a jewelry store. You have a jewelry store and you have merchandise on the shelves and you leave it alone for 3 months. And it's the same stuff on the same shelves. And you got your studies that come in. They're saying, you know something? He's not bringing in any new inventory. All you got to do is stay a couple of hours at night, move stuff around, you know, just put... Yep. And all of a sudden,
this
it's
is
like,
the butcher coming through, rearranging the meat rack, right?
Exactly.
Yeah, exactly.
Exactly. Yeah. It's you have to create... It's not an illusion, but it's like creating one. And it didn't cost you a dime except for 2 hours of your own time. And yet people lock in and they say, wow, he's got a lot of new stuff in. You haven't got nothing in. It's the same. It's the same.
We like to be fresh, new, different. Being the same is boring. We like to change it up. We like to do things that appeal from everyone, from the millennial to the baby boomer. And, you know, that's in the restaurant, in the music hall. I mean, we are doing things for children and families as well. Coming up on April 2nd, we have our superheroes brunch. So we like to do these theme brunches. We do them in the music hall. So we had the princess brunch back in February. We had a Blarney brunch last weekend. We do a Valentine jazz brunch. Now we're doing the superheroes brunch, which the children get to meet Batman and Superman and Iron Man and Wonder Woman. Watch the movies, have a fun brunch with an ice cream
Sunday
bar.
Put the costume on.
You're gonna have to cake. Yeah.
I'm not Wonder Woman. We do have a Wonder Woman though.
In the there was Superman and there was Supergirl for a while.
Supergirl, yeah.
Supergirl for a while. Back in 1973, they did a thing on TV, a story on TV, and she ended up saving him.
Yeah.
It was actually Batman and Robin, and there was
Batgirl.
Batgirl.
Yeah.
And
Yvonne Craig.
They were. Is that
what
it was?
Batgirl?
Well,
yeah.
They were all tied up, and something was going to happen.
Why do I have that in my head?
It was going to kill him. Yeah. Worthless information.
I've got no idea why I have that in my head.
Well, anyway, she comes.
She was also the green alien in Star Trek. Remember when Kirk had the thing with the green alien? That was Yvonne Craig.
All right, enough.
I'm sorry.
All right, enough. Push the buttons.
Yeah.
That's what you get paid for. Push the button. But anyway, she comes out and she saves Batman and Robin. And she says, you know, she says, I deserve a pay raise. This was 1973. She says, I want to be paid the same as you guys. And this was part of the show, and I loved it. It was and that actually took place, 1973. Listen, we're going to take a quick break.
All right.
And we're going to come back. We're going to do a So Now You Know. We're going to talk a little bit more about what's going on with you up at the beach. And it's just a couple of weeks away before things start warming up very nicely. So stay tuned, everybody. We'll be right back with Kathy.
The Hanover Street Chop House sets the standard for fine dining in Manchester, New Hampshire, featuring a variety of dry-aged beef, fresh seafood, and desserts. Wine enthusiasts will welcome their award-winning 200-plus bottle wine list. Whether you sit in a cozy and elegant urban-designed dining room and enjoy the piano player every Friday and Saturday night, or book a private dining room for your corporate event, or that special family gathering, the Hanover Street Chop House is the place where every day is a special occasion. Reservations, call 603-644-CHOP or go to HanoverStreetChopHouse.com.
Inside this beautiful building is a staff dedicated to honoring and celebrating your loved one's life. The loss of a loved one is a difficult time. We are here to help and make sure you keep your loved one's memory alive. It is our staff that has made Catadella Funeral Home the largest funeral provider in the Merrimack Valley. We want to thank all our families for their confidence and trust.
Catadella's honoring and celebrating the lives of the people we loved, providing exceptional care since 1929.
At Kalizzi Memorials, 217 Merrimack Street, Methuen, there is no greater honor than being entrusted to build a personalized tribute that would reflect what your loved one's life represented. Mike and Candy Kalizzi take great pride in being a leader in the memorial industry and believe that a monument is more than mere rock, but a symbol of what that person's legacy represented. Our showroom has dozens of monuments for you to choose from in all price ranges. We also offer a state-of-the-art computerized design studio to assist you in creating memories that will last for eternity. In addition, we can schedule an appointment in the comfort of your home where we use a laptop with all the same design capabilities. Mike Kalizzi brings over three generations of experience in the memorial industry. For that lasting tribute your loved one deserves, call Kalizzi Memorials at 978-674-7035 or email kalizzimemorials@comcast.net.
This is Michael Amazzo, and I want to tell you about my periodontist, Dr. Charles Berlis. His office is conveniently located in Salem, New Hampshire. Periodontal disease affects 3 out of 4 adults over the age of 35 and is linked to heart disease, diabetes, and other systemic diseases. Dr. Berlis can treat your periodontal disease with an FDA-approved and patented laser protocol. My wife, Lucille, had this done last year. No painful incisions, no stitches, and minimal downtime. The best part is the initial discussion is free. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 603-898-1961 or on the web at perionh.com.
Superior Cleaners, conveniently located at 234 Pleasant Street, Methuen, and 37 Essex Street in Lawrence. If you have a special request or a problem stain on your favorite suit, at Superior Cleaners, they can handle any problem stains or requests that you may have. For service quality and customer care, you have to try Superior Cleaners. Superior also provides professional alterations on site for both men and women's clothes. Call 978-682-7532 with any questions or concerns. If you want your clothes to look superior, you have to try Superior Cleaners, the official cleaner of the Sicilian Corner Radio Show.
A loyal sponsor for the Sicilian Corner is Hilton Oil Company. Hilton Oil has been located right across from the South Lawrence Common since 1932, serving the Merrimack Valley for over 77 years at 101 South Union Street. Hilton Oil Company specializes in 24-hour burner service, oil deliveries, including automatic deliveries, serving all the Merrimack Valley area, plus portions of southern New Hampshire. If you want your car fixed right the first time, bring it to Hilton's state-of-the-art service station. Remember, Hilton's is also a state inspection station. Hilton Oil Company, 101 South Union Street in Lawrence. Call 978-687-9793.
It's the Barron's Major Brand Serta Mattress Center grand opening. iComfort Mattress Set, only $27 a month. Twin size innerspring mattresses, only $99 at the Barron's Major Brand Serta Mattress Centers in Laconia, Plastow, Ossipee, and now in Salem.
Italian artisan cuisine combines simple, fresh ingredients with time-honored preparation to create an incredible culinary experience. At Tuscan Kitchen, located in Salem's historic Depot District, talented chefs prepare everything in-house from scratch for all to see. Guests enjoy their meal literally in our kitchen as food is prepared right in front of you. Wood ovens burn from morning till night, roasting vegetables, baking bread, and firing delightful thin crust pizzas. Prime steaks are seared on a wood grill. A rotisserie slowly roasts marinated whole chickens and lamb, while a pasta maker creates fresh fettuccine. More than just artisan cuisine, Tuscan Kitchen features the wine bar, live entertainment, weekly wine tastings, and elegant private dining and event space. Call 603-3000. 603-952-4875 or visit TuscanKitchen.com to make a reservation and learn more about the culinary adventure that awaits. In Italy, cooking is an art form. Tuscan Kitchen. Experience artisan Italian.
This is Lou from the Sicilian Corner. You know, Mikey, Tommy, and I love to go to Salisbury Beach, but we love different things. We can never agree. Tommy likes the casual family-style dining with great Italian cuisine at Capri Seaside Italian Grill. Oh, it's so good. I love the elegant and romantic but never pretentious dining at Sea Glass with its spectacular ocean view and even more spectacular food at prices that say, hey, this is my new weekly place. Mikey loves a drink in his hand, a cool ocean breeze right off the surf, and the rhythms of an even cooler reggae band. Mikey loves his Bob Marley tunes at surf. And we all love a great show, national acts, comedy, regional favorites, and the beautiful and intimate Blue Ocean Music Hall. Lucky for us, Atlantic Hospitality is the host of all these great places. They treat everyone like they were Mikey. And best of all, we never have to choose. Park the car once, and all of this fun is right there. We can have it all in the heart of Salisbury Beach. Find out about all the ways you can have a great night at Salisbury Beach at NorthShorePavilion.com. And Mikey, Tommy, and I will see you there.
Welcome back, everybody. Kathy, you're in for a treat.
Ah.
You're going to listen to one of our So Now You Know segments, and you can't leave because you're captive. All right? This is actually our 532nd. And we're going to talk about John Stoddard. I don't think you ever heard of him, but he was a Revolutionary War veteran. He was a congregational minister and a descendant of a long-established Connecticut family. But he pushed his life onto the rocks at the age of 30. When he decided to sell his wife.
Why don't you just leave
alimony?
Her?
Who needs alimony? We don't need no damn alimony. In September 1786, Louis, John married Phoebe Northrup from Washington, Connecticut. The couple had two children.
What are you thinking right now?
The couple had two children, and John studied.
What are you doing?
Studied the ministry. After traveling some, Stoddard arrived in Jamaica, Vermont.
What's the matter with you?
Nag, nag, nag. That's all they do. And in 1794, John.
What about me?
It's all about her. John Stoddard became pastor of the Congregational Church there. The Congregational Church was the second church in Jamaica, Connecticut. I never even heard of Jamaica, Connecticut.
Me neither, and I'm from Connecticut.
The Baptists had previously established a church in a town vote that Stoddard was not officially called to serve as a minister. But the town did give him land. It had previously given 100 acres to the Baptist church for use of its minister. It split It split the grant in half and gave half to the Congregational Church for use of Stoddard. Hard to believe, but wife selling was not unheard of in the early days of America.
Well, if that's how you feel, why are we together?
Good question. The custom was an odd import from Great Britain, where marriage was a difficult bond to break for the wealthy upper classes. Divorce was both rare and very, very expensive.
We need to talk about this right now.
No, we don't. For the lower classes, a cause was also required for divorce. But there was another, quicker way out of a bad marriage, Kathy.
This sucks.
Not nice. It was sort of a precursor to no-fault divorces. A wife could actually be sold.
And what the hell is wrong with you?
A lot of things. For a few shillings or other compensation, a man could buy a wife from her husband, which begs the question, why would you want if this guy wants to get
That's
rid of her?
That's not funny.
I think it is. The sale money, 15 shillings. 15 shillings was the usual sum that changed
that
hands
so
in England.
Typical.
You're worth 15 shillings, girl. You should be upset. The one woman, and she was of high degree, she was up there a little bit.
So not funny.
Was sold for 100 guineas. For all involved in the sale, it was best if all parties were consenting.
Shut up!
I'm telling you the truth. By all accounts.
Shut up, you loser.
Oh, hurts. That hurts me. Stoddard's wife was happy with the sale. She was looking forward to being sold. This guy Stoddard must have been a dud. Anyway.
Shut up.
His congregation, not so much. and he was actually fired from being a minister.
Say something.
And what a Phoebe started, you ask. Besides her interrupting me constantly here, it was reported that she was happy with the transfer and went on to raise a family with her new husband.
Oh, my God, would you leave me alone?
Wife selling as a custom was more common in England, like I said, where it sometimes was conducted in a public forum or market.
Oh, my God.
It died out around the 1890s, which is, what, 127 years ago? Not that long ago, you could sell your wife, believe it or not. Today, the 15 shillings would equate to $77.93.
Nope.
Yeah,
forget it.
Yeah.
Forget it.
Yeah. And that concludes our little So Now You Know segment.
God.
On wife swapping and wife selling.
I'm so glad I was on today.
Well, this is, you know, we tried to put our class act together over here. Louis,
yeah.
Outstanding, my friend. Let's get back to, real quickly, how much time do we have?
About
we got a couple
minutes.
Of minutes. Yeah. Let's talk about the Capri.
All right.
Great Italian food.
Yes.
Great management.
Yes.
You know, your manager.
Kathleen Schick.
Two Kathleens. How can you go by?
She will make you feel like you are dining in your dining room with a private team of responsive, service-focused individuals.
And she makes you feel like you've known her forever and
yes.
a day.
She is passionate about what she does.
She hasn't left yet.
And about making people have a great experience at Capri. The food has been phenomenal, consistent, great. Entree choices.
I can't get there.
Good sauce and that sun-dried tomato dip. Mm.
This is such a hassle because I can't get there because I drive out there and I sit in the parking lot and I intend to go to Capri and I go, no, Seaglass is right there. I'm going to go to Seaglass. I can't get there.
Do they still do the murder mystery dinners?
Oh, yes. There's one coming up next Saturday, March 25th, 7 p.m., Gangsters in Love. That sounds like it's right up your alley. Maybe they could do one on wife swapping.
Hey, you're getting kind of ethnic there.
Yeah, I mean, that's a slam, I think. You know, you associate all Italians with the gangsters. And
if you're not going to do it, just say you're not going to do it.
So it's a four-course dinner and a show all happening at the same time. People have a great time. It's a lot of fun. You try to figure out, you know, who the murderer is. And it's just, it's a great night, a lot of fun.
And it draws people. And if you've got a group of friends,
yes.
It becomes competitive.
Yes.
And I think that really becomes a hoot. You know,
right.
It really becomes a hoot.
I have to tell you, oops.
Uh-oh.
What's that?
Uh-oh.
This Father Guido?
I didn't know Father was coming. Father Mikey was coming.
Oh, this, Father Mikey.
Yeah.
This is Father Mikey. Just give him a minute, Louis, because he's gotta get dressed for it.
All right.
Hold on for a second.
Is your collar?
Oh, I can't.
That's just so wrong.
Oh, my goodness.
On St. Patrick's Day, you're doing this now.
Absolutely. Oh, broke my headset. Anyway, good morning, Louie. Good morning to all our listeners. Kathleen, a pleasure to see you.
Thank you.
This is Father Mikey with his thought for today. Sorry, I was a little late getting dressed, so you have to bear with me a little bit. Scots, can't beat it. Can't beat it. Our thought for today. After eating an entire bull, a mountain lion felt so good, he started roaring, Kathy. He kept it up until a hunter came along and shot him. The moral of this story, boys and girls, when you're full of bull, keep your mouth shut. You know, the wardrobe would have worked if I didn't have these wires. We'll have to compensate for that, you know.
We need more dress rehearsals.
Yeah, I guess we do. You know, I'm so used to getting dressed with a mirror in front of me, you know.
Yeah.
But it's not going to work. Kathy, I want to thank you very, 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 very much for joining us today. And
thank you.
Best of luck. You're doing a fantastic Fantastic job.
Oh, God, we love that place.
In promoting what you promote, especially anything to do with Atlantic hospitality. You are the go-to person.
And Southside Johnny's coming back, right?
Oh, two shows in August.
Two shows in August, right. Okay.
Who's this?
Southside Johnny.
Yeah.
Southside Johnny's coming back?
Yes.
Oh, crap.
Two shows, Mikey.
He's still
two shows.
Not one.
Yeah.
That's right.
Two.
Two
shows. It's like New York, New York. They liked us so much it ended twice.
That's right. We sold out two shows last year. We're going for the same this year.
Unbelievable. Hey, listen, I had a good time today. This was fun.
Yeah.
And we look forward to it next week. If Tom has done surfing or learning how to surf, he should be able to join us. And it'll only be a couple of weeks before he's back.
Great.
So I look forward to that. And you know something? It's I have a lot of fun on this show. I think people know that. We don't take ourselves too seriously. And for all of those of you who are listening to us and watching us on Facebook Live.
No one reserve a brunch at Sea Glass between 1 and 2. I need a reservation between 1 and 2 on Sunday.
Okay.
So everybody stay away. Go early.
You got instructions from
right.
Mr. Lou.
Lou will have a reservation at 1 p.m. this Sunday.
Okay. Yeah, it's going to have to be 1:30.
Okay.
You got about a minute and a half. Anything you'd like to finish up with, Kathy?
Well, just go to our website, www.atlantichg.com. That's the gateway to all of our businesses. You can see what's happening across the board. There are great events, live music, food, wine happening almost every day of the week.
That's fantastic.
And don't forget to come by this summer. Brand new boardwalk being built on Salisbury Beach. Lots of great things happening outdoors as well as inside our business.
New rest areas.
That will be the following summer.
Oh, they're not going to be able to complete that.
They won't be building the new comfort station until next year, but they are looking at having a temporary situation this summer. But the new boardwalk is going to be phenomenal, open by Memorial Day.
Kathy, always a pleasure, my dear. Lou, thank you very much. For everybody listening in, thank you. The Sicilian Corner, we've been doing it for 14 years, and you know something? It's still a lot of fun to do. I have a great time with it, and I know Tommy does also. And keep in mind that America is a beautiful Italian word. Thank you. Have a wonderful, wonderful St. Patrick's Day. Enjoy.
Second stanza. C'è una luna a mezzo mare, mamma mia, mamma di dare. Figlia mia, tu da dare, mamma mia, pensaccia tu. Se te piglia lo vuole zia, isse vai, isse vena, sembra scoppetta maratena. Se ci ingappa la fantasia di scoppettia, vecchiozza mia, la 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 riola, pesce fritta e baccalà, uè gomba.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lisa Brady. President Trump says he's won over some opponents of the Obamacare replacement bill, announcing it after a meeting with some House conservatives this morning. Fox Radio's Rachel Sutherland live in Washington.
Lisa, House Republicans could vote next week on the repeal and replace plan, and the president says he's changed the minds of some of the holdouts.
These are folks that were either a no or a maybe.
Lawmakers who met with the president say changes to the legislation, particularly returning more power to states, help sway them. House Majority Whip Steve Scalise says the bill
has a better chance to finally pass and get to the Senate.
If the legislation passes the House, it does face a battle in the Senate where Republican Rand Paul has said it's dead on arrival. Lisa?
Thanks, Rachel. The president now moving on to his first face-to-face meeting with German Chancellor Angela Merkel since the election. He has previously criticized Germany's refugee policy. NATO funding also likely to come up.
Only five of NATO's 28 members spent 2% or more of their GDP on defense in 2016. The laggards include Germany.
Fox Radio's John Decker at the White House. After their Oval Office meeting, the two leaders hold a joint news conference. Secretary of State Rex Tillerson visiting South Korea is sending a message to North Korea that the current U.S. policy has failed as the North continues to advance its nuclear program. Fox's Rich Edson in Seoul.
Earlier today, he toured the demilitarized zone between North and South Korea. We asked him whether among the options that the U.S. is considering in all this and the allies are considering in all this is further weaponization, nuclearization of Japan and South Korea. To that, he said nothing has been taken off the table.
Tillerson and President Trump also accusing China of failing to do enough to help. The last stop on Tillerson's trip is Beijing. You're listening to Fox News Radio, fair and balanced.
Unexpected reactions to smart financial decisions brought to you by FeedThePig.org.
Well, I finally did it. My student loan is totally paid off.
I can't believe it.
I can't believe it either. I paid more than the minimum each month, and soon enough, it was gone.
So you're just giving up?
Giving up on what?
The life of luxury. Egyptian cotton, caviar Thursdays, designer everything.
What are you talking about?
Our plan. What happened to winning the lottery and mastering the art of the perfect mimosa? Hosting galas, wearing enough jewelry to require a bodyguard, vacationing in the French Riviera, and then buying it.
I just thought maybe it was time to prepare for my future. You know, set some financial goals, make some smart investments, open a 401k.
Financial goals? Investments? A 401k? You are horrifying right now. Listen, if winning the lottery were easy, everyone would do it.
When it comes to financial stability, don't get left behind. Get tools and tips for saving at feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of CPAs and the Ad Council.
Trending at 12:05 on the net, anytalks.net. I'm David Martinez. Woman is headed to prison for her role in the theft of 16 weapons from a U.S. Army Reserve Center in Worcester. The U.S. Attorney's Office says 27-year-old Ashley Bigsby was sentenced on Wednesday in federal court to almost 2 years behind bars. Bigsby of Dorchester pleaded guilty in December to charges including conspiracy to possess and sell stolen weapons and aiding and abetting the sale of stolen firearms. Authorities say Bigsby and another person helped sell some of the 6 assault rifles and 10 handguns stolen from the Lincoln West Stoddard U.S. Army Reserve Center in November 2015. Bigsby's attorney had recommended that she enter drug treatment, be sentenced to time served of 7.5 months, arguing that her 2 co-defendants were the main perpetrators. That's what's trending on 102.9 HD2. We're the net. AnyTalks.net.
St. Patrick's Day, everyone.
2017, this hour of the St. Patrick's Day program, by the way, is brought to you by Man Orchards. 27 Pleasant Valley Street in Methuen. I believe it's the 31st year, and your host, Tom Garvey. How are you, sir?
I'll get him for you. How are you? Happy St. Patrick's Day to you, too, as well. And, of course, the man across the wall board there, Lou Blasi. Thank you, Lou, for your expertise in
finally
this.
Get to do it. I'm very excited.
And this,
you're half Irish.
I'm half Irish.
You'll have a strong weakness after this is over for the priest and the doctor, one or the other.
Connolly,
happy St. Patrick's
Callahan,
Day.
Callahan, Kennedy, yeah, I'm Irish.
Oh, well, we'll check that out in the Bacchauser later. Now, before we start, as we always tell you, we're going to do the anthems of both countries, and then we'll have a little prayer, and we'll get back to traditional, some talk, chat. What we don't know, we'll make up. So anyway, we're going to play the anthem of our own national anthem, and the anthem, the soldier song, the national anthem of Ireland, and as I preached years ago, if you're at the pub, stand back from the bar.
All I want in this dark place is to have you here with me. Of grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. With all my love I'll place these words. Time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. Now I know it's hard for you, my love, to ever understand the love I shared for these brave men. Love for my dear land. But when glory called me to his side down in the GPO, I had to leave my own sick bed. To him I had to go. Oh, grace, just hold dawn, and I will die. With all my love, I'll place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say I'll write some words upon the wall so everyone will know. I love so much that I could see his blood upon the rose. Oh, grace, just hold me in your arms and let this moment linger. They'll take me out at dawn and I will die. With all my love I'll place this wedding ring upon your finger. There won't be time to share our love, for we must say goodbye. There won't be time to share our love, for we
Let us pray. Loving God, we thank you for all your gifts, especially the gift of your Son, Jesus, whose resurrection we will celebrate in a few weeks, and in thanksgiving for St. Patrick, who shared his missionary spirit with those who abused him and made his life difficult. We thank you for our deceased parents, grandparents, and ancestors from Erin. We thank you for our country, which is the home of many immigrants, and especially today, we thank you for the Irish immigrants and all those who shared their talent and treasures in the Merrimack Valley. We pray for the new immigrants to our area and that they follow in your footsteps with all others who preceded them. And finally, we pray there be true peace and unity in Ireland. And we ask all of this, and we do everything in the name of Christ our Lord. Amen.
Happy St. Patrick's Day, Mr. Garvey.
Good afternoon, Lou. Thank you so much for... this is your first baptism
this
of fire.
This is my first one, yeah. I think I did a little bit in there when you and Bruce were doing them, which I loved.
Made cuts. We have a dedication for Bruce down the line.
Excellent.
Now, did you say we have a
Jennifer is on the phone, yeah. Go ahead, Jennifer.
Hello, Jennifer.
Hello. Just checking to see if Mary and Sean have called from Australia.
No, they didn't call. I had an email from them, Jennifer.
Oh, okay.
And I don't think they had something. Well, what time? It's about...
2 o'clock in the morning.
In Australia.
Good Lord.
Tonight,
yeah.
Yes.
Now, where are you now, in Boston?
I just arrived back from Australia.
Oh, did you?
Yep, I didn't see them this time.
No.
And so I would say, oh, my goodness, I should check to see if they're calling. But they're having a heat wave there.
Well, they could send it here. We have plenty of snow. That's wonderful. It's so good to hear from you, Jennifer. I'm glad.
Yeah, Felicity, finally I got you.
Yeah,
you. I changed the. I called up and the man said to get anytalks.net.
Yeah, so you're listening on anytalks.net, right?
Yeah.
You can go to the Net Facebook page, which is the Net New England Talks, and we're broadcasting a live stream. You'd be able to get to see Tom.
Oh, okay. It seems to be about a few seconds behind.
Yep.
All right. Lovely to hear you, Tommy.
Yeah. Yeah, good to hear from you, Jennifer.
I hope your limbs will behave.
They better. You should see me coming up. I look like a scene from the Passion Play in Oberammergau. Well, all right. Nice talking to you,
all
Jennifer.
All right. Bye.
Okay, now we're going to New York. Not the live telecast, but this is Bing Crosby. As I said last year, we got him out of purgatory.
Yeah.
And he's going to...
Oh, good.
Yeah.
So you did all the paperwork, got him out?
He did. He got it, and
yep.
He's going to give us the line of march. And let's listen to Bing.
I'll be marching along in the big parade on St. Patrick's Day. I'll be up to me neck in shamrocks as I march along the way. I'll swing that old shillelagh as I wave to each colleen. I'll tilt me ear the better to hear the wearing of the green.
Oh, the Kellys from Killarney, the Murphys from Kildare,
the Hallahans and Callahans who came from County Clare.
There'll be folks from dear old Dublin all the way to County Cork.
They'll be marching in the big parade right here in old New York. Oh, the mayor will be in the big parade, strutting high and grand. And behind him will march 1,000 cops who come from Ireland. Those beautiful songs of Erin, the band will play them all. We'll march along, we're singing the song, the harp will carry us all. Those sons and daughters of Erin, 100,000 strong, will be singing the songs of Ireland as they march along. Their eyes will shine with laughter, their hearts will all be gay, when the Irish all turn out to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
We'll be marching along in a big parade on St. Patrick's Day. Not for all of the tea in Dublin will I ever stay away.
I'll trip to light fantastic, and how proud I'm gonna feel.
The band will play Go Witcha Go Way, a good old Irish reel.
There'll be Cooney, Mulrooney, and Mickey O'Dowd, cutting up capers and pleasing the crowd. Hogan and Grogan will kick up their heels, singing and dancing the jigs and the reels. The Connells, O'Donnells, and Larry O'Toole, Maloney, Mahoney, and Lefty O'Doole. Nibble a man as happy as they on St. Patrick's Day. I'll be marching along in the big parade, twinkle in me eye.
We'll be proud as 1,000 peacocks with our heads up in the sky.
I'll be there, you can bet you, when the band begins to play. And the Irish all turn out to celebrate St. Patrick's Day.
Celebrate this St. Patrick's Day at Man Orchards in Methuen. Our traditional country lunch will be served Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Man's will also have delicious take-home corned beef and cabbage dinners, fresh-made Irish soda bread, hot cross buns, seasonal beers, and much more. Perfect for any St. Paddy's Day festivity. For Man Orchards, I'm Bill Fitzgerald.
All right, this hour of the St. Patrick's Day program is brought to you by Man Orchards at 27 Pleasant Valley Street in Methuen. You all know Man Orchards. And if you're listening on 1110 AM or 98.9 FM, you can go to online to anytalks.net. That's any as in New England, anytalks.net, and listen to a live stream there. Or go to our Facebook page, the Net New England Talks, and we're Facebook Living the show today.
I think I'll stick with the Vatican Radio.
Well, if you're in the Vatican, you can get it on Facebook.
They can get it in the North American College. There's enough of students over there from the Boston area. And it's so nice of Man to come through this year. I know a friend of mine was there yesterday, and they had, I believe, the traditional corned beef sandwich. And
Where do you go for corned beef? This is what we need to know.
Oh,
here.
I know.
Where do you go?
I used to usually go to Butcher Boy.
Yeah?
So you make your own?
I thought you might go out.
No. It's such a busy time.
Yeah.
And they only have it at this time of year. If I cook it, I like to cook it myself. But I like Butcher Boy. They're usually very good. And I've
now, the gray or the pink? The gray or the red?
I can eat either, but I usually stick with the gray.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's so traditional. They used to call that Jigs's Dinner after the comic strip, Jigs and Maggie. Jigs's Dinner.
Yeah.
That was, you don't remember that comic strip,
nope.
I'm sure. But years ago, we used to get our meat from Greeley's Market in Annville. We would have corned beef maybe once every 6 weeks, and turnip and the cabbage.
Yeah.
And the prairies. The prairies were more important. And, you know,
what is that?
The prairies are potatoes.
Oh, okay. Priggies?
The Priggies. And
Priggies, yeah.
Well, there's a song, John McCormick in 1934.
Mm-hmm.
He gave a concert at Phillips Academy in Cochrane Chapel. And of all the songs he sung and all the operas he sung, the first song he opened with was, "I Met Her in the Garden Where the Priggies Grow." Real classy number. So now they're not here to listen to my Shona Hirth. That's
Irish. Wait a second. Pronounce that word again for me, because I want to make sure I have it. No, the word for potatoes.
Praties.
Praties.
You can spell it phonetically.
Okay.
We have the faithful calling. Do you want to talk? We better get it before we do the number.
Okay. Well, let's just put it on the air.
New York.
Go ahead. You're on the air with Tom Garvey.
Tom Garvey.
Yes,
this is Kevin Garvey.
Uh-oh.
Kevin. Kevin, where are you calling from?
I'm calling from Rockport, Texas. Is this Tom?
It is. I'm in shock. I'm ready for the priest and the doctor.
Well,
where
me
is
too.
Rockport, Texas?
Yep.
Orient me. Where is it?
Where he wants to know.
It's in Texas. The big state.
That's a help.
Yeah. No help at all.
Yeah. Well, Kevin, I'm shocked. It's very nice of you to call. How did you get this number?
I looked it up on the internet. You know, I met you last year. I forget about it because I don't really, you know. St. Paddy's Day is for amateurs. I love you, man. It's like I wasn't even sure you were still alive.
Oh, well, I'm here. So far, you never know. But, well, that's wonderful. You got it. This is 31st year, Kevin, doing this show.
I know. I'm looking at it. Man, I'm looking at it. And it's been a long time.
What are you looking at?
Are you on Facebook Live with us?
No, just pull it up on the internet because I got to go and call this guy if he's still there doing playing. I miss you, man. And I love you, man. And just, you know.
Well, tell me, do you still have John Patrick's fiddle?
You know what? I do.
Yeah.
And you know what? And I wanted to know, and I'll take it down right now because I also have the picture, the original picture of his mother and